want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah, well, what can I say? New sheriff in town.
Same as the old sheriff.
All right. He won.
Yep.
He won.
Fair and square. That's right, Buzz. Mm-hmm.
And hold on. I don't think it's ready quite yet, Robbie,
no.
Is it? Hold on.
I have a monitor here. So.
We've got a gigantic monitor in here as well.
Really?
W has done us the player. First, let me just say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody comes on and says something about how we should all work together now.
Right.
No, I just wanted to say, I told you that this election would not be settled by the time we went on the air. And technically, because Bush still has not come out to say he's the winner.
You win.
Listen, admit it, when you woke up this morning.
Don, like I always say, you're always right.
It was screwed up. The last couple of hours were screwed up. So, you know, I'm looking at those numbers. He got 58 million people to vote.
Right.
Kerry got 55 million. You know, that's how America works, dudes.
That's
deal with it.
Yep, that's the vote.
Doesn't mean that he's still not going to be our favorite guy.
Oh, more than
well,
ever.
Well, I think we have to look at the bright side of this, and from a comedic standpoint,
mm-hmm.
I say... Touche.
Yes. And let's start. Oh, Bush is coming out now.
The daughters are coming out.
The family is in Cheney.
His family.
Okay, we got Dan Rather cooked up here. Mm-hmm. So we're set for this because we're going to be actually. Let's wait until he starts speaking, Rob.
For Cheney.
Oh, but see, people can't see Cheney. He's not speaking.
Cheney,
yet.
Well, we can narrate that. Cheney is now walking onto the podium.
Successfully, bringing in over Hawaii's 4 electoral votes. In the end, it didn't matter.
And hey, how many of you last night thought that instead of Dan Rather, it might have been Michael J. Fox trying to use that pointer?
Yeah, a little shaky.
Yes. Dan Rather had the extreme shakes.
And next election, I will write down if Dan Rather's still the anchor. Which he may not be. I will write down all of the Dan Ratherisms. You know, where it's hotter than a Waco pancake.
Hold on,
or whatever the hell.
Here comes our man.
There he is, the President of the United States.
There he is. You're hearing exclusive coverage of President Bush's victory speech.
This is Comedy Central
on the Don and Mike Show. CBS News special report. Don and Mike here.
Rob, can you dim those lights just a tad for me?
In the United States Senate.
They're all standing around the podium right now. I need a little more light than that over here on my side.
Waving flags.
On my side, please.
His side.
My side.
Down here.
There you go.
At least a slightly increased margin in the House of Representatives.
Oh, this is going to go on for a while. He's just going to stand there and gloat in this for a while.
Wave.
While he stands and gloats and waves.
And of course, he has a majority.
I love the fact that the TV people were all caught today. That the Today Show had to stay on for like 8 hours because they didn't know who to go to. And,
right.
And they were all tired and they got the bags under their eyes.
Oh, you see
it.
How giddy they were when the Kerry made the phone call to Bush? And they weren't giddy for any political agenda. They were giddy because, hey, it's time to go home.
Something
Hold
finally
on.
Happened.
Hold on. Cheney going to speak? Ladies and gentlemen, Vice President Dick Cheney.
Thank you all. It's an honor for me to be here along with Lynn and our whole family on this very special afternoon. This was an historic election, and once again, I have delivered the state of Wyoming for the Bush-Cheney ticket.
I love the music they piped in.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? A surprise, really.
This campaign has been a tremendously uplifting experience. We've carried the president's message of hope and optimism across the continent,
uh-huh.
even to the Aloha State.
Aloha. Yeah. Come on, Oahu.
He looks good in Aloha.
We've worked hard and gained many new friends, and the result is now clear. A record voter turnout and a broad nationwide
play his music
victory.
Again.
I will when he hits another high note. I've been waiting, Mike. Wait until he really says something. Ted categorizes as evil.
We're deeply grateful to every person who joined in the effort. Thanks to you, we've gained seats in the House of Representatives.
I got a different sound effect for him, though.
Okay.
Thanks to you, I will be presiding over a larger Republican majority.
Hold on. Not that one. Hold on.
A heartbeat away.
Thanks to you, President George W. Bush won the greatest number of popular votes of any presidential candidate in history.
He's killing me.
You're listening to our exclusive coverage. Dick Cheney introducing President Bush.
I didn't know he had a white Persian cat.
Right.
This has been a consequential presidency which has...
Yeah, look at Barbara. Economy, young Jenna.
Yeah. American role in the world. Yet in the election of 2004, we did more than campaign on...
Who was the guy that was sitting next to her last night when they went to Bush during the halfway point? When it was the shot of him with his family alone, and she was sitting to Bush's right, and there was just some doofus with greasy hair.
Mr. Lucky.
Sitting next to her.
Mr. Lucky.
Now we move forward to serve and to guard.
Hey, how about that CBS audio?
It has been my special privilege.
That might be the government audio, Mike.
Alongside this exceptional American.
It's working great, Beef.
Personal kindness. His leadership is wise and firm and fearless. Those are qualities that Americans like in a president, and those are the qualities we will need for the next 4 years. If ever a man met his moment as leader of this country,
there we go.
That man is George W. Bush.
Nope, not yet.
I can't fix it. I can't fix the mic. What's wrong? Is this on?
Yours sounds great, Charlie.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the President of the United States.
Didn't keep him.
He loves this song.
The official Bush theme. Look at him, proud as a peacock, up there strutting. Yeah, I get to see this. Everybody's dancing
and waving their flags in rhythm to the polka music.
Thank you all for coming. We had a long night. We had a great night. The voters turned out in record numbers and delivered an historic victory. Earlier today, Senator Kerry called with his congratulations. We had a really good phone call. He was very gracious. Senator Kerry waged a spirited campaign.
Lie detectors going here.
And he and his supporters can be proud of their efforts. Senator Kerry and Teresa and their whole family, all our best wishes. America has spoken.
All right.
And I'm humbled by the trust.
America's a monster.
And the confidence of my fellow citizens.
You know,
with that trust comes
reflective of
serve
Mike.
All Americans.
Oh, God, I'm having a headache.
And I will do my best to fulfill that duty.
He'll try.
Every day as your president.
That's what I mean. He'll try.
He'll try. The buzzer and the ding is the one I like the best. Basically the question mark.
There are many people to thank, and my family comes first.
That I believe.
I do.
Sure. Look out for number one. Oh, watch out for number two.
Laura's the love of my life.
I only put that in there for every married guy.
I'm glad you love her, too. I want to thank our daughters who joined their dad for his last campaign.
I will applaud the daughter.
Hold on, we got to... There are the daughters. There they are.
I appreciate the hard work of my sister and my brothers. I especially want to thank my parents for their loving support.
I give them that.
Can't hear a word you say. I'm not here.
I'm grateful to the Vice President and Lynn and their daughters who have worked so hard and been such a vital part of our team. The Vice President serves America with wisdom and honor, and I'm proud to serve beside him. I want to thank my superb campaign team. I want to thank you all for your hard work.
There they go.
Charles Hampton again.
I was impressed every day by how hard and how skillful our team was. I want to thank Mark Chairman Mark Roscoe. And campaign manager Ken Melman. The architect, Carl Rose.
That's a little evil.
Hey, what happened?
I want to thank Ed Gillespie for leading our party so well.
Hey, what happened?
I want to thank the thousands of our supporters across our country. I want to thank you for your hugs on the rope lines. I want to thank you for your prayers on the rope lines. I want to thank you for your kind words on the rope lines.
You're an idiot.
I want to thank you for everything you did to make the calls and to put up the signs, to talk to your neighbors, and to get out the vote.
Who he?
Victory chicken leading the dancing.
And because you did the incredible work, we are celebrating today.
You're listening to our exclusive coverage.
There's an old saying, do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks.
He got through that one.
Yeah.
In four historic years, America has been given great tasks and faced them with strength and courage. Our people have restored the vigor of this economy and shown resolve and patience in a new kind of war. Our military has brought justice to the enemy and honor to America.
I'll drink to that.
And, you know, a little shout out for the truth, yeah?
Our nation has defended itself and served the freedom of all mankind. I'm proud to lead such an amazing country, and I'm proud to lead it forward.
Well,
this is ghetto-licious!
Because we have done the hard work, we are entering a season of hope.
Yep.
We will continue our economic progress. We'll reform our outdated tax code. We'll strengthen the Social Security for the next generation. We'll make public schools all they can be. And we will uphold our deepest values of family and faith.
Next question.
We'll help the emerging democracies of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Shut up!
Love that chicken.
So they can grow in strength and defend their freedom. And then our servicemen and women will come home with the honor they have earned.
Come on, are you Republicans, Democrats, everybody agrees with that.
Everybody agrees.
No need for funny sound effects.
That's right. You're doing a great job with this.
With good allies at our side,
Hold on.
Fight this war on terror with every resource of our national power so our children can live in freedom and in peace.
Children makes me think of...
First message is...
Hey, Robert the Mailman.
...will require the broad support of Americans.
He's always trying to have children. Robert the Mailman.
I want to speak to every person who voted for my opponent.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
To make this nation stronger and better...
Yes?
I will need your support.
All right. I'll give
okay.
it to you.
I will all work right. to earn it.
All right.
I will work to
I
give it.
I will do all I can do to deserve your trust.
Okay, starting now.
New term is a new opportunity to reach out to the whole nation. We have one country, one constitution, and one future that binds us.
I would agree with that.
And when
like
we
that.
Come together.
I like that.
And work together, there is no limit to the greatness of America.
Well, that... Now you're speaking my language.
I like it. I'm what the hell?
Now you're speaking my
He's
language.
He's the president, man. That's the way it works.
Okay.
Let me close with a word of the people of the state of Texas. We have known each other the longest, and you started me on this journey. On the open plains of Texas, I first learned the character of our country. Sturdy and honest, and as hopeful as the break of day. I will always be grateful to the good people of my state. And whatever the road that lies ahead, that road will take me home. The campaign has ended. And the United States of America goes forward with confidence and faith. I see a great day coming for our country, and I am eager for the work ahead. God bless you, and may God bless America.
There they go.
Newly elected was right. Would be his victory address at the Reagan Building in Washington, D.C.
I like Dan Rather with his music behind him.
Now there's Dick Cheney walking up and backing him.
The season of hope. He said, but Americans work together, there's no limit to the greatness of
that's
America.
A masterpiece.
He asked for the support of those, quote, who voted
that
for my opponent.
Funny.
John Roberts is our chief CBS News White House correspondent.
What is it?
I'm lucky to have him.
And Dan, as they bask in the glow...
What a tool this guy is, incidentally.
He's the next guy.
Yeah. I'm John Roberts.
He's the heir to the throne.
Take a look at my hair, Dan. Remember when you had pretty hair like this, Dan?
And they say that he plans to move aggressively ahead on that in a new...
And
country.
What was up with that chicken song, Dan?
All right. Laid out.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Years is going to be. But there's some other issues.
You know what?
I speak for a lot of people. That were probably in a bit of a melancholy mood until you took those sound effects. That was fun.
It was perfect.
I enjoyed
what we needed.
And, you know, not a bad speech. Not a bad speech at all.
What the hell?
You know what I mean? What the hell? Hey, you know what? The bottom line, I said this yesterday, win or lose, this is our president. That's the way it works in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's our system. I like our system the way it is.
He's the man. I'd like to start this new... 4 years that we're going to have with this guy.
Yes, yes sir, yes.
An olive branch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how nice.
From me to George W. Bush.
Oh, this is great.
Very good.
Nice.
Little musical composition.
All right, very good.
You'll not find this anywhere else. This is not on a wild tracks available on the internet. It's a Don and Mike Show exclusive.
Wonderful.
From me to George.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Did you say something?
Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me.
I'm Dorothy Gale, from Kansas.
She speaks English a lot better than I do. I think people understand what she's saying.
You just won't listen, that's all.
I see it all the time when people come up to me and say, I don't want you to let me down again.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
You know what I believe? I will continue to articulate what I believe, and what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right.
Yes, I guess you're right.
And there's no doubt in my mind, not one doubt in my mind, that we will fail.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test.
I don't believe you.
It's commonsensical. In other words, it makes sense.
Wonderful.
And people listen.
Why, of course I will.
I'm embarrassed to say it's a poorly tailored shirt.
Dear, that must be terribly uncomfortable.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
I couldn't say.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across the country.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yes. Need some wood?
You're a very bad man.
This frightens some in Washington.
You billowing bale of bovine fodder.
We will not have an all-volunteer army.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and the people, and neither do we.
Enough!
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Wow. Would have been better if the other guy had won. But, you know, yeah.
You know, in a way, it's better this way, because I know a lot of people are a little bummed, as we are a divided country, but this is a way to smile and realize that, hey, from a comedy standpoint, we're going to have fun the next 4 years.
We are a nation of hope that he'll keep saying stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the phones are going crazy. Let me just get Mike to please say,
hey now!
The Don and Mike Show.
This time. And this is Johansson.
Oh, hold on.
She got stuck with
Hold
me.
Hold on, leave it on there for a second.
I might just...
Oh, it's the soap operas now. Exciting one.
On campus bombers. You know what? I don't want to do this.
Why do they always have young guys with these
90-year-old women?
With these old hags.
And expect.
You know what's bad about this broad is that you know she's had some work done, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're damn right, there's no excuse. And if what you say about your childhood is true, then I shouldn't blame you, but I do.
CBS.
Oh, so that might be a mother-son thing, which is rare. Usually, if it was ours, One Life to Live, that would be a man-woman love thing.
Hey, would you flip that set off, please?
Yeah.
Doug Shane, much as I'd like to keep the fabulous CBS eye up there. And now that all the buttons have been re-pushed, please, Mike, again.
Hey, now, again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's give retarded.
Let's do.
Here we go. All right, hello, everybody.
Hello!
Everybody here, everybody here.
Got a short shelf life on this one right here. Hey, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Bye. Say hi to my friend Michael Dukakis on your way out.
Yeah, George McGovern, oh, Walter Mondale.
Hi there.
All right, goodbye, get out of here.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
And Al Gore.
What about Tony?
Okay.
Hi, Donovan.
Hello.
Hi there. And this is...
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
We are. There's the door. Think about Robbie.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? I've been fine.
That's right. Yeah, Gagu. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. 97% in Ward 8. And all the ships at sea. Still too close to call.
Yes.
Between Don Geronimo and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello.
All right. John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And 21.
1-800-259-0304.
Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Here we go. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. It's November 3rd, 20 on 4. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And D.C., 202-432-1067.
I've never met it more. How are you anyway?
All right, so we've got the erection to talk about. I won't get into it right now, but you'll want to stay tuned for the election miracle.
Oh, I love miracles.
An election miracle that happened last night between myself and my best friend, Rob Spiewak.
Wow.
Can't Phone wait. Lines were burning up last night, sure. And he just stumbled onto something that made the entire election more palatable.
That's wonderful.
It took the stress completely out of last night's event.
You'll be sharing your election miracle with us later?
Yes, with you and with everybody else.
Oh, that's good.
That we promise. First, okay, all these calls, all of these calls, everybody is calling a radio show today about the election. So we will take some of these calls. I don't even know who's on the air. Hello?
Let's taste them.
Hello? Well, let's not taste them, Buzz.
Let's enjoy them.
Are these locked? Why am I getting this little thing on here saying locked?
Well, there was a lot going on in the studio today.
See that? See that little locked thing?
We can't.
All right, I'll try that one.
Reach out and touch.
Hello? Well, I can't even pick up the phone with this thing, right?
Well, I'm not ready.
I just hung up on, let's see.
Well, I'm not on the air.
There you go.
No?
I know what happened.
What happened?
What happened is this, is when you hit it twice, it locks the line on. So you hit that first line twice.
All right, hold on. So just hit it once.
Right.
But then the little arrow didn't go up. See?
Wait a sec.
Hello, Don and Mike. See? There's no... Yeah, normally there's a little arrow that goes one way or the other.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if it had gone the other way, we'd be talking to people.
Handset.
You know, for God's sakes, we go through that whole thing at the beginning of the show where we're watching something on TV and I'm playing the sound effects. We got everything. And we just... And now we can't take phone calls?
Let's try it now.
Okay. Be glad to try it now.
Because it's
I have the soap opera ready.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It thinks you're answering on the handset.
Well, it's confused.
Well, now, why would it think I'm answering on the handset?
This is quite a sticky wicket. I want to hear what the peoples are saying. I want to hear what's on the internet.
Let's get an engineer down here, please. Does anybody have an idea? Because I got something for you while we're waiting.
Oh, all right.
Good. I'm not going to tell you about my election miracle.
Okay.
But if we could please find... This would be kind of an important day to be able to take telephone
calls. I would think so. And you know what? I'm expecting some rave reviews on your little victory speech montage.
The thing is, you press the button. It's like, you know, it was easier to vote yesterday than it is to work these touch screens in these studios on a regular basis for phone calls. Hi, Rob.
Tony's on the way, and so all will be well.
Okay.
Bacardi Limon.
Ah, that's good.
Much appreciated.
Screen of touch.
Well, while we are waiting for Anthony Diggs, Mike, you know the world's greatest politician made it back last night.
Who's that?
Marion Barry.
Oh, I know he did.
And
Ward 8.
Are you ready for some of this?
Ward 8.
You ready for some of...
We got him?
Oh, okay. My
God. From the Players Club?
See, great.
I love it. Move to Ward 8, everybody. Come right out here to Ward 8.
Okay.
Where the living is good. This is God's country.
Okay.
If it can be the best ward in the city, you know, turn things around. The other thing, Sam...
Okay. All right. I think they're telling us to wrap, but congratulations on your victory here in Ward 8. That's Marion Barry back in D.C. government once again.
Once again.
I tell you. Once good night again. For the good guys.
68. Sweating.
I just said, I want to say, I'm happy about the way it's all going. It's all good.
The one thing that I could not get a videotape in time for is he's sick of people talking about his sugar diabetes. I'm in fine health.
I look great. I'm just ready. I think it's going to be great.
Do you need Tony Diggs, our engineer, is in here now.
Can you show him what happens when you punch a call up?
Watch, Tony. Let's see. He lets his election. Here we go. Hello? Donna Mike. See how it... It's not making that little sign to, like, go
normally
left or right?
It's an arrow, yeah.
To tell me that the call's on the air?
Okay. We'll need to see if it's logged in. Go ahead.
Tony has a puzzled look on his face, but I believe he will fix it. He always does.
Tony's having a day.
Now, here is... No? To see the... For goodness sakes.
Such language.
Yeah. Oh, fudge.
Easy.
Drat. Oh, sugar.
No, it worked for a second.
Don!
Yeah.
I want to talk to the people.
I'm working on it, Mike.
I want to talk to the people. The people of Ward 8.
Double sugar bullshit mother father.
Let's just say,
hold on. Personally, what does tonight mean to you?
I know I haven't thought about the question, but I guess it gives me another opportunity to serve, which I've always done most of my adult life. And I had no question about the politics of this. I could win this race. The question was, I wanted to do it.
That's Marion Barry, of course, silly.
That's right. Oh,
all
right.
Got it.
From the Players Club.
Tricks are for kids.
Mike, how old is Mayor Barry?
I'm 68. I'm 68. Right, I'm smiling, fighting.
May I give it a try now?
No, I'm trying to.
Are you trying to handle
it? We got a new, is this a new engineer that we have?
Yes, we do.
What's his name?
Hi, son. Is your name Mike?
Hi.
Hi. Is your name Mike?
Maybe.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me something. How long?
So the Nerd Fairy dropped something off in here.
Hey.
All right.
Nerd Fairy.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Are you going to be here permanently?
Do I have to? Hold on. Tony, do I have to admit to that? I was told I don't have to admit to that.
Okay, all right. I just want to say I hope so. Because really, I mean, as happy as I am about 4 more years of comedy with the president, I would be very happy if you're going to be here.
Let me just ask you something, son. How's your mom?
Very conservative.
Mm. Okay, and when you get up in the morning, do you make her breakfast or does she make you breakfast?
I could go with that.
Tony, I hope you bring him on full time. The heat will be all off of you. I'll tell you that right now.
Unfortunately, he makes more than I do.
Does he really?
No.
No, he can't be in a supervisory. Yes, he can. This is Viacom. Of course he can be.
But look at him. You know what he looks like? You know what he looks like? Who's the, hey Robbie, who's the guy who's the best friend of, on The Simpsons, of Bart Simpson?
Oh, Milhouse.
Milhouse. Milhouse. You're like a grown-up Milhouse. You're like Milhouse with better glasses. How you doing?
Wonderful.
What is your title, sir?
Glasses aren't too bad, actually.
What is your title, sir?
You're not coming off as nerdish at all.
Stealth engineer.
Stealth engineer?
I like it.
Where do you hail from?
A little town backwards called Richmond.
Richmond, okay.
What is your favorite of the Star Wars trilogy?
Yes. What about Star Wars?
What is your favorite of the Star Wars trilogy? No. I like cheering.
I don't watch Star Wars.
You're not a Star Wars guy?
No.
What do you do for fun?
I run my bike.
You're a bike? You're a cyclist?
I go up the DW Parkway.
Oh, you're a motorcyclist.
Unicycle?
No, pedal bike.
Oh, pedal bike.
Bicyclist.
Pedal bike.
Do you wear the hat and the whole outfit? The Tour de France outfit?
The reflector stuff?
No, I'm not like one of those cyclists.
I don't care if the phones never work if he stays in here all day.
Sir, I'm not gay. Don't be offended by this. I just want to say, handsome is as handsome does.
he raised his eyebrows.
You bet he did.
Hold
on, he's got to do work now.
Trying to focus.
I hope that picture of Jennifer Aniston won't distract you. Oh, I'm positive it won't.
Can you possibly imagine a woman that beautiful?
Somebody put away the pictures of Brad Pitt, though. I don't want him to lose his place. You're actually hearing the behind the scenes.
This is two engineers working feverishly to get our phones back on the air.
Speaking engineer.
Fixed. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Right.
Thank you.
Okay, nice.
Thanks a lot.
Nice to meet you, Don.
Thanks. Thanks.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Very nice meeting you. It's a pleasure.
Happy riding.
Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Dude, guys,
I'm leaving now before I get in trouble.
Take care.
That guy's like a walking wedgie. Really, the look just screams.
You better get back to the frat house before Animal gets you.
Please pull my underpants all the way up to the back of my neck.
Yeah. Could happen.
Oh, my God. The Nerd Fairy really did drop something into our studio a minute ago.
Okay. Now we can take some erection calls.
Very good.
Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Great. All right. On that rad montage.
Hold on a second. How many lines are on at once here?
All of them.
You know, this could be a problem.
Hello? Hi there!
Hold on, we got two guys on one.
Party line.
You can take care of it, Robbie. All right, hold on. And what are you doing?
I'm trying to unlock this one.
Okay, slowing it down here, Rob.
This line is locked on the air.
Okay, screw it. I'll talk to this guy. Okay. Whatever guy this guy is. Who is this guy?
Mike?
What's your name, sir?
Welcome to the most professional radio show on the planet Earth. What can we do for you?
This is Chuck from Portland.
Yes, hello, Chuck from Portland.
We love you here in Portland.
Portland, Maine.
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. Ah.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Bush sucks. I like it bold.
Okay, funny guy. We have a funny guy with our very first call.
The last part, and maybe that's just
it was. Mike, it was fall down funny.
Fall down funny,
as the kids say. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phones, phones are working.
Don and Mike.
Phones operating now. Just that line number eight. Although you know what, now it's ringing again. So maybe it fixed itself. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. We're just testing the phones here. We've only been working together for 20 years. Give us a moment. We're just testing the stuff out.
Yeah, we're running some material, some new material up the flagpole.
Uh-huh. How do you like it?
Hello?
That's funny stuff.
Hi.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Carrie now has been...
Yeah, I think you
okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I think we said in the opening that, you know, Bush is a man.
He just wanted to say Bush. Well, I think somebody was saying to me out of the hallway, Kerry should run him 4 years. I'm like, oh, no. I believe at that age, that's your shot.
Beth Ann said the same thing to me, and I said, oh, no, you know, John Kerry, dead man walking.
Yeah.
I mean, at least politically.
Yeah, I think so.
Look, he likes wants to be the mayor of whatever little, you know, queer Notting Hill town it is that he lives in Boston anyway.
I think based on recent political history, we need to find a slightly hornier candidate.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mr. Donnie.
Yeah, right. Hi, here I am.
I would like to be the first one to tell you, Bueno Augusto!
Okay. All right. Thank you. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Gauging the pulse of the nation.
Hello.
On the day that the election was finally solved.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, I'm from California, and I'd like to join you in the sorrow that I feel. I woke up this morning knowing that I was going to be under 4 more years of Bush rule.
All right, now, dude, hold on a second. This is really, this is where you and I will part company. I'm only going to give you this little
window.
Seance, the inducing speech once.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, everybody that calls this show, no more of this. We all got wrapped up into it. We all did. I yelled and screamed. Mike did. We all yelled at each other. You know, we're going to goof on Bush like we would have goofed on Kerry. But really, let's drop all that crap. Let's drop.
Time for healing.
You know, come on. And God, Buzz, I'd hit you if you were close. But that's just such crap. All of this, come on. Let it go, dude.
What's crap? I mean, the healing or
No. What this guy was alluding to. The fact, you know, still mad about it. I mean, let it go. The guy won by like 3 million votes. What are you going to do?
It's politics, and really more than anything else, the thing I'm wrestling with and what I'm dealing with now, somebody asked me, and I feel very guilty about my answer, but I do believe I was being honest. Somebody said, would you have rather had the election or the Red Sox win the World Series?
And I know what your answer was. You're a happy man today.
I feel bad about that.
Don't worry about it.
I feel guilty about that. But, we've had Democratic presidents in the 86 years. The Red Sox have been out of the championship.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi there.
I wanted to just say, oh, my God, remember the triplet dogs that predicted Bush winning?
You know, we've had a lot of predictors on the show over the last few...
No, they were like the three...
Jackie Stone's dogs were right.
Okay, well, we're going to have to... We're going to have No, please don't be sorry. I was just saying to these guys, we're going to have to rebook Jackie Stallone on the show.
Jackie Stallone was right. The Redskins are losing. That was not right.
What about the guy with the backwards tapes? Remember the guy that had the debates and played them backwards to tell us who was going to win?
Did he say Bush was going to win?
Who did he say, Robbie?
He wasn't. I don't think he issued a prediction, but we have him on next Tuesday to analyze what will be said over the next few days.
Oh, okay. Thanks, good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. See you later. All right.
Is anybody surprised the Redskins couldn't even get an election right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, I want to scoop Buzz.
Well,
in the Bush family tree, Jeb says, "Hey, Daddy, now it's my turn."
Okay. Listen. Hold on. Before you hang up, I want you to know something. That you know what that was? That was a guerrilla attack.
I'm sorry.
And no, I'm sorry. Simply will not do it. 5-3 digits of this phone number. What you did was not try to scoop kindly Buzz.
No.
You tried to work some of your crappy material into a show that we're already dealing with a problem with it with the equipment. Okay.
I'm in a blue state, sir. I'm blue.
Listen, God,
am I blue? What's that, Leon Russell? Blue.
Here is the deal.
Oh.
Are we agreed under this new unity of Democrats and Republicans? Are we agreed?
What new unity?
Are we agreed that you are just a jerk face?
Correct. Correct, sir.
So,
is Rob eating some? Is Rob eating a fart sandwich?
No, it's egg salad.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're right, Mike. You had it right the first time.
Is that what it is?
No, it's a fart sandwich.
Rob, is it seriously egg salad?
Yeah.
It's nice, man.
All right, so listen, dude. Like, you're derailing the show here. So either we're going to need the over-the-top apology, and I'm not even going to tell you what you have to say, or I think we're going to have to agree that your phone number has to be given out. What would this new spirit of unity between Republicans and Democrats?
My grandmother's from Oronto, and my mother is from Mooresville.
All right, that's close enough.
Proper remorse shown.
That's close enough.
Thank you again, sir.
Never call a radio show again.
Never again, sir.
Okay. Kind, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, bully, big fat goose for your good little wife.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, just a Bush fan here calling to thank Gladys for calling in yesterday and winning the election.
That is a smart move. That is, I agree.
A cooler Gladys Kravitz.
When it turned, I was the first one to say it, and I was right. Gladys took the election from John Kerry.
Yep.
You know what? She's so happy right now here.
Gladys Kravitz.
Gladys.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say thank you guys for making me laugh because my stomach is just in knots from the emotional roller coaster.
Oh, honey, it's like what I told that other guy.
The Red Sox and then the Bush and then I don't even know.
You just got to let it go, honey.
I am very glad to
let it go.
All of this fall activity behind me.
Get some Calgon bath oil beads. It'll get you. Go down the aisle in the grocery store that has scented candles.
Right.
You know, do what you need to do.
I just want to say that I'm gratified that all this is behind us now because I can go back to a normal Wednesday night of drinking for no particular reason.
Instead of drinking for a reason.
Yes, drinking for a reason is not good.
Right, so, honey, listen, you know, what can
That's
I say?
That's true. I drank a beer last night. That wasn't good.
No, you needed to drink more than just
a
beer.
I needed a Grey Goose.
I did.
I needed Grey Goose.
I drank many last night.
Listen, you just what did you? Oh, it's here. It is. Is your name really Daisy?
Yes, that's my name.
Daisy.
Last name Duke.
Well, Daisy.
No.
Daisy.
No.
What you need to do tonight is go out and get.
You have a big booty, though.
You do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How big? Like I mean,
pleasantly
like,
big.
I mean, like Professor Clump, big, like
Sarge Jones.
No, like good big.
Good.
Big.
Oh, good, like round bubble butt,
like that.
Yes.
Now let me speak the language.
My fiance is listening right now, and he's laughing very hard at this. I'm sure.
Is it phat?
Yes.
phatass, fat ass.
Oh, J-Lo.
Here you go. All right. So what you want to do
is. My last name is Chavez.
Here's what you want to do. You want to soak. You want to soak.
Did you catch her last name? It's Chavez.
Ah.
She's a saucy Latina.
So what you want to do is get yourself some nice bath oil beads.
Yeah.
And you want to get yourself a good soak going.
Yeah.
You want to soak your most valuable asset.
Yeah.
And
call Bill O'Reilly.
I'll get right on that.
Your name is Daisy Chavez?
Yeah.
That's cool. Really?
Yeah.
That's very, very close to Daisy Flame. Hey.
Yes, I was called that a lot.
Also very close to Daisy Duck.
Do you look like Daisy Fuente?
Okay, Mike.
I don't know.
Okay.
What? What do you want here?
We want to
rave out about the election or talk nice to the lady?
No, we got
to. What do you want here? Tell me where you want me to go.
Pretty lady.
Come on.
We just have to do a break. I didn't know that you were going to try to pick her up.
I'm coping here, you know? I want to do something, but I'm not doing it.
So I
want to
say
how pissed I am.
Come on now, Tiger. All right, go ahead. Pick up the chick. Go ahead.
I really didn't want to pick her up. I just wanted to do my Spanish speech.
Sure.
So, are you feeling enfermo?
I don't know, honey.
Okay.
I don't know how I
feel. Here's all you got to do. Honey, listen, really, seriously, just soak your ass. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.
See, that's what you wanted to do. You just wanted to tell her to soak her ass. So you wanted to do the same thing I wanted to do. But you wanted to do it in your own way.
But I was building up to it, though, with the cow gone bath oil beads, right. And she's got the baby got back.
I was just enjoying the Latina anger. That's what I was doing. And you were sitting there just raining on my parade.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
The Don and Mike Show. Regrettably, they have passed. Don and Mike.
Right. Let's see. It's Wednesday, Friday. Rich Eisen will be on from the NFL Network, NFL Total Access. Rich is brought to us by Tower Records, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. And Diana Ross, before she was driving.
You think that I don't feel loved?
Where she grew her nails that length even past. The Cher length. She got the Vish nails.
Before the hair got really, really big and she stood on stage in Central Park and it rained.
That's right. Hello. Do you know where you're going to? Where your life is?
Do you like the things that life is showing you, right? Do you know?
Okay. Welcome to the meeting of Fags R Us.
Hi.
If you know, let me just say to those of you listening, if you know what the three of us are talking about, congratulations.
Right. Welcome.
You're a faggot.
You've won a mahogany plaque.
Welcome to the club.
And, give me a moment. We might as well. No.
It's faster right here, Robbie.
Six, nine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course we got it.
Yeah. Yeah, play that one.
Where did you leave it in the car?
Play that one.
No, I can't believe our Diana Ross disc is so hard to find.
Come on, play that one.
Do you know where it's going to?
Keep it handy.
Oh, see, this is what happens after we stay up way too late.
Yes, I know.
Watching TV, and then they don't know what's going to happen. And
a little thing we call an election.
And also, I might add, a great line of greeting cards. Mahogany. You ever been in the store and you've seen the cards, the mahogany cards?
Sure.
See them? I know, Buzz. You always buy mahogany cards. But, you know, African-American cards.
Right.
They're the best.
Hello, Dad. Merry Christmas to you.
Isn't that great?
Right, that's the faggot song we were just singing moments ago, which we happen to have on copy. Right here in the studio, handy, a copy handy. We have it, the copy here. We have the disc right here.
Well, I should hope so.
You never know.
Hello, are you there, Don and Mike Show?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, it's Mark from Bakersfield. Hey, Don, would you say Bush wins election, but in your Asian voice, your Oriental voice?
You mean like betting ends?
No, what he wants is Bush win. You know.
Yeah.
Here's another guy trying to be funny. He's trying to get the word erection and the word Bush together.
You know, it would be funny if he over-explained it a little more, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad you enjoy the show, but Don is not a monkey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Well, hold on, Buzz. I am kind of monkey-like.
We're all trained monkeys.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Is it me?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Gauging the pulse the day after.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to thank you for playing that tribute to George Bush because it reminded me of why I didn't vote for him.
I like that laugh.
All right.
That's why we all laugh because of your cute laugh.
Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, and everybody, let it go, okay?
Well,
I mean, it's like, Buzz, come on, let it go.
Isn't that the lady that sang my favorite song that you play all the time?
Which one?
Not the meter reader, but the other one.
Oh, the...
Telephone Man?
Telephone Man.
Uh-huh.
By Mary Wilson.
I think that was the lady that sings it.
Not the Mary Wilson, another Mary Wilson. I think
Telephone Man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Now, they can't say that.
Can't say that word.
I would be glad to let you on the air, and you have to wait for the delay to build back up. That's a word we don't say anymore. You can say, you know, why are you being such a sissy? You know, but please wait for the delay to build back up, because I'm ready to beat you in this battle of the wits.
All right.
Okay? And let me see.
All right.
The song that we were just talking about, we've got that one, too. We've got that one, too. But we're not going to play that one.
Okay.
Okay. Come on. Phones are killing me today.
Come on.
Guy says one word. 6 months ago would have been perfectly acceptable to say on this show.
Right. Are you talking about your cat?
But anyway, that's a whole thing with Bush and the FCC that we are just going to let go now.
Yeah, we got past that.
Okay, come on. Call. Listen, either the phones get fixed and we can take phone calls, or I'm going to tell you about my miracle. Election miracle.
And if anybody wants to know why we're a little goofy today, we are giddy with the thought of reprisals.
Okay. Phones are back on. You can't use that word. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You cannot use that word.
Don't use language.
My most humble apologies.
Okay.
Why are you being so negative today to all your callers when they were talking to you about Bush? Because
I'm not being. Hey, listen, dumbass. I'm not being negative to anybody.
You can't say that word on the air either.
Yes, I can, dumbass.
You can't. Why are you being so negative to all your listeners who love you so dearly?
I'm not.
Who am
I? Just me, right? Because I'm really the one that really bleeds on this election.
Well,
everyone loves you, but you treat all your callers like CRT.
Okay. You tell me one person who called today about Bush, who I was rude with, who I treated badly. Please cite me the example.
I don't have my little rewind.
From today? You're calling me now from something we did on the show? Today. You're calling about today's show. Give me an example today. We've taken about 5 phone calls.
You've taken many phone calls for like the last half hour about people who were just trying to talk to you about Bush, how bummed out they were, and you said, no, I don't want to talk about Bush.
Hey, dude, God, you are stupid. Do you realize what I'm saying?
Stupid, I'm a well-educated man.
No, you're not, because you're so stupid.
How can you call me
stupid? Listen to what you're saying.
I have a doctorate degree, my friend.
Listen,
I'm not stupid.
You know what? I don't care. I got an Escalade, okay?
Good for you.
Play that game with you. Listen, dummy, and here's why you're dumb. When you hear
No.
And I'm gonna listen.
Because
if you don't shut up, I'm not gonna allow you to be heard.
You guys are rude to your listeners.
You are an ass, and here's why you're an ass.
You're gonna hang up on me because
I'm not. I'll explain.
I
leave you in the background.
I think I have it. The country is unified.
Oh, here is the deal.
You got my phone number. Why don't you?
Here is the deal. The guy. No. Hold on, an ass, that wasn't about Bush. That was a guy who called with a dumb joke. If you think that someone stupid who calls a radio show has some right to be treated with reverence, you're an idiot. But
it's a radio show.
That's right. No, it's not conversation. No, I got news for you. This
you're
radio
sucking,
show...
You're sucking up to the Bush administration.
No!
You don't want to.
Shut up!
Okay,
over the line.
Now, hold on. If you would shut up for 30 seconds, I'll tell you why you're stupid. If you can't shut up for 30 seconds, I'll hang up on you.
Go ahead.
30 seconds, go. You said when someone called and wanted to rave out about how mad they were about Bush, I said, let's move past that. And you called me a sissy for that. What I'm saying to you is I don't find that productive. I think as Americans, screw it. I didn't vote for Bush. I'm not going to spend the show screaming about how mad I am, and I don't want our listeners to do so either. That was my point. I didn't attack anybody. The only person I'm attacking right now is you, because you're a stupid hump, and there's 30 seconds.
Can I go now?
Yeah, I'll give you 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, you're not going to hang up on me, are you?
You're wasting your time. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Okay, the people that have called you...
Spend his time poorly. Oh, God. And incidentally, may I point one thing out for anybody, for that guy who said you were sucking up to Bush. Did anybody hear our coverage, our exclusive coverage?
Yeah, that was sucking up.
Of the victory speech?
That was sucking up to Bush, Mike. That was real pro-Bush.
Come on.
That's right. God, what an ass.
How are you anyway?
What a stupid ass.
Don't look
really
for you.
Oh, Buzz, I'm not. This is all for show. This is all for show.
I think we're all being the happy clowns today.
We're trying to cope.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to offer my congratulations to Beth Ann.
and thank you.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm laughing.
That's right.
Now I'm laughing.
I haven't done that yet. I am planning on going down and congratulating Beth Ann.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, this is Don and Mike.
Oh,
hello.
I'm not going to do it personally. I'm going to have my tax attorney call her.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm just calling in about the glass bonehead that's in there. He won't shut up for 2 seconds. You guys are trying to, talk to him, and he's just rambling on and on and on.
Yeah, kind of like you, but anyway, what can we do for you?
All right. The point I think he's trying to make is that there are a lot of people that listen to you guys and like you guys, and constantly you do berate a lot of your callers.
Yes. Yeah, that is the job. That is our job as broadcasters.
Yes, we do, and when we do it, it's funny. And if you don't,
funny.
And if you don't like it, screw off, pal. I mean, I got to show you some respect because you're some dirt ball that picked up the phone to call the show. Please. The people who are the listeners are the people who are listening to this right now and enjoying this and letting the ratings company know. You know what you are? You're a piece of dirt on my shoe.
Well, that's great after all the money I've spent to come see you guys.
Oh, please. Send me a check and I'll reimburse you. Or send me a bill, please.
send you a receipt.
I'd be glad to do it just to get you off my ass. Well, you got a problem with the way that we treat callers?
Wait a minute,
what
money he spent to come see us?
He's always yelling at everybody.
Hold on.
Well, where did he spend? Was this recently?
Yeah. Hold on. What money could you spend having come to see us? We don't charge for a show.
That's true. I buy a lot of beer.
See, this is just another dumb guy. And this is the thing. I mean, maybe today, the election day, is the day that you dumb guys need to hear this. Your guy won the election. That's fine. But it doesn't mean that dumb guys are going to get a pass on this show. Dumb guys and dumb girls that call this show are going to be told they're dumb guys and dumb girls.
Yeah, and even some non-dumb people will be told they're dumb, too, on a regular basis, just for fun.
And you are a very dumb girl.
What?
You are a very dumb girl.
Now, this call could go either way. You could be called a pretty girl.
College Stern rules.
And there's his agenda.
That caught me right in the solar plexus. Ouch. It's a good thing we have the delay, so we were able to hit that out so none of our listeners heard
that. Oh, my God.
Ouch.
I'm going to die.
Hello. Not in Mike's show. What a mess this is. Do you see what you did, Bush?
I think.
Bush, Kerry.
You know what it is. We need this song.
Here you go, Mike.
Because it's an angry public today. Let's let her sing.
I went to my apartment on Monday at 1, singing to La La La.
Oh, God.
That was the earlier caller.
Hello.
To La.
Are you there? Is somebody on this line?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, you're not rude to the listeners, you're being rude to the dumb callers.
Right. You understand the difference.
Yeah, you get it. Thank you. I mean, then listen, I know 99% of the people listening get it, so thank you. Don't show your stupidity by calling to tell me that you get it.
The way it works.
And we love it when you're rude to those stupid people.
Okay, the way it works, you have Pathy and a Grapey.
And why are you talking in that accent?
What?
You're talking like Hank Azaria in the Birdcage.
I cannot wear shoes. They make me fall down. It's the only line from that movie I like.
It's your Castilian pronunciation, isn't it?
That's true.
Hello. Who's this? Don and Mike show. Matt.
Why can't we all just get along? It's time for healing.
Healing, right. Heal this. Thank you. Got a break. When we come back, I think it's a good time to bring it. You know, we're going to have to reschedule this guy.
Oh, are you really sure?
Yeah. You know what? We got a psychiatrist scheduled today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel bad. Right? I mean, second guest I've blown off today.
Okay.
We blew off another guy today, too. The Red Sox guy, we'll have him on tomorrow, Mike. What, the Red Sox psychiatrist? You wanted to talk to him?
I could care less.
I know you could. I know.
I know.
And I think you're really going to like, I think everybody's really going to like the election miracle.
Okay, I will.
Very good. Okay, which incidentally comes with stuff. It's not just me telling you a story. It comes with actual audio AIDS.
I love it when you say audio AIDS.
Meaning you're going to get AIDS in your eyes. Or in your ears. I'm sorry. It would be video AIDS if you got them in your eyes.
That is very aggressive.
So pleased to be calling the guy. We'll put him on tomorrow. The guy about the Red Sox losing, saying that all the Red Sox fans are crazy.
I will call Dr. Goodstein.
Okay, we will be right back with a miracle.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically incorrect?
Well, the hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good
Joe.
We don't bust his chops too much.
Joe.
So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But
and
they Joe. Keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
Joe.
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline and he can run back and forth and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossoming.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
I mean, don't that sum it all up?
That says it right there.
Here is the election miracle.
Oh, good.
With apologies to all the guests that we had scheduled today, Rob and BA do a great job of scheduling guests, but this is too important on this day. This is how the election miracle happens. Last night, sit down to watch it with my wife. I'm too nervous to watch with her. I'm in the other room. I'm watching one. She hates the fact that I go from channel to channel.
Ah, really?
And the companion that I have then is Rob, who's calling me saying, are you watching this on NBC? Are you watching this on CBS? Did you see this on ABC? So about 9:15, calls me up and he says, in a voice that lets me know he's got something great.
Right.
He says, hey, turn on channel 315. Now, before you look at it, click on the guide to get the description of the show.
Okay. Hmm.
So I go to channel 315, which is a Trio, a Canadian channel.
That's right.
And it's a show called How's Your News?
All right.
And I pull down the little menu, and it gives a description.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally challenged people, teenagers, young adults, actually.
Right, young adults.
Go out to the Republican and Democratic conventions to interview people.
So they're interviewing.
Oh, nice.
So,
coverage. It's convention coverage.
So they're mentally challenged correspondents.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And... Now, this I believe this is done for their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
At one point, when they're holding the mic flag, there's one that's kind of professionally done that says, you know, how's your news?
Right.
And then there's one that looks like someone wrote it with their foot. The handwriting is very bad.
And I watched it again today when I was, you know, getting the tape of it, and the mic flags are stuffed with crumpled newspaper. I mean, this is the level of professionalism.
And a mic flag, for people that don't know, is what goes on a microphone to show what news organization you're representing.
Big mic flag.
So Rob says to me, you have to just stay with this for a second. I just found this show.
Right.
So we ended up staying on the phone watching the same show for 20 minutes. Because every time I wanted to hang up or he wanted to hang up, and there was long periods of just silence and laughing.
Yeah, their mouths were agape. And I felt the need to go and watch real coverage. Because, you know, it's a big news guy.
Yeah, yeah, me too. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm only going to sit through one more of these one more of these trainables, interviewing someone of note. And then I'm going to go back. And then I would say to Rob, you know, at one point I said, We are never going to be able to translate this on the radio. The joy, we have it. We have the tape.
Now you, they're getting interviewing like the big
now,
hitters.
The
now.
Thing is I would say I'll turn away as soon as they start running out of people that are important.
Okay,
but the names got bigger and bigger.
Wonderful.
And bigger.
Let me just say, among the names, Peter Jennings, Al Franken, Rob Reiner, and that's a great one. Larry from the corner.
Hi.
Wolf Blitzer, Ted Koppel, Andre 3000 from Outkast. The show is called How's Your News? Now,
and the thing is, I really, you know, I know the show is about empowering these young adults doing this.
Right.
And on watching it, it's really not about making fun of them. It's about making fun of how uptight these celebrities are.
Are you retarded?
That's excellent.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
So know where we're coming from.
Right. So watching how the big names
now, having
handle
said
the awkwardness of dealing with
friends. And they cannot deal with it.
And speaking of retarded, Joe has walked into the room. Yes. Hello, Joe.
I have a whole movie of that show. It's a movie produced by the guys that do South Park.
Well, it's funny as hell.
And they take a cross-country trip across America.
The How's Your News people.
Yeah, it's called How's Your News.
And you go to
this was the world premiere last night. On
okay,
show.
Wow.
This special.
Of this one on Trio last night. So let's hear some of this. Here's the open.
And the big names can't possibly escape because they would look bad if they did.
That's right. That's right. There are some of the interviewers, some of the reporters, who we can't include for you now because they didn't speak.
Okay.
There was one guy who was very Tom Gavin-ish,
right.
who had questions written on a piece of cardboard and would bang at the cardboard with the microphone
right.
to get the celebrity to answer the question.
And I'm sorry you can't see that because that, again, is it really puts the celebrity or the notable.
But let me make sure I got this right. So what we're listening for here, more than anything else, is the discomfort level
absolutely.
Of the celebrities that are being interviewed.
Because the people are, listen, not a joke, the people are retarded.
Right.
And listen, there's no polite to say way to say that. If you've seen the show, they look retarded.
Right.
There's no doubt.
So when they come up to you and they, you know, they got the shaky thing going, you see the celebrities
who stop and engage in the interview.
Yes.
Exactly.
So it's How's Your News? This was on last night, premiered on this Canadian channel.
Right.
This is the miracle because Rob called me out of the blue, and meanwhile, Frida's in the room, the other room, watching the election, saying, what is so funny?
I must give props because the miracle is layered.
Oh, yeah, with your wife.
I was in my basement hiding, of course,
right.
And she yelled down. She said, look at the guide on channel 315.
Oh,
and
nice
I said,
tip.
Okay. And she proved useful.
Very
because
good.
That's,
she proved useful.
And that's when I got my miracle, and I said, a miracle is no miracle if you don't share it. And then I called Don.
And right. Then Carrie got her miracle, which was a night of no
my
bruising.
My knuckles feel great today.
So anyway, here they are. Here's the open. First person that the Target talks to is James Carville.
James Carville. All right.
Oh, number two.
Excuse me, Mr. Carvel.
He's right.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know. He is moving quick. Excuse me, Mr. Carvel.
Yes, dear.
How do you feel about a news program being hosted by people with disabilities?
A new program hosted by people with disabilities?
News.
That'll be great.
Well,
I think people with disabilities.
Yeah. Right here.
And it's great.
Right here. This is where I'm saying to Rob, what is this show?
Right.
How did you find this show?
Sure, sure.
How do you... It's great right from the beginning. I won't stop it again, but it's too great the way she just sets it up. I'm watching this last night on the election night, on the important night, but I want to just be up, and I'm thinking,
right.
This is my miracle.
Does it make an enormous contribution
to this? Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. We're shooting for a Man on the Street news documentary of our own that we're calling How's Your News?
Well,
hello and welcome to How's Your News convention coverage 2004.
Okay, let's go to...
That's James Carville, the first one.
Uh-huh. Peter Jennings.
Oh, good.
Okay, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Susan Harrington, and I'm one of the reporters.
Mine's Peter Jennings. I work for ABC. It's nice to meet you.
Nice
he doesn't change
you.
For anybody.
How do you feel about being here at the convention?
I feel excited. Do you feel excited about being here?
Oh, no.
I think the excitement you're feeling is a two-way street.
All right. Good for her.
Now, there's different tards.
But he probably talks to everybody like that.
Yeah, a little.
But it sounds a little more condescending because he's dealing with a challenge person.
There's a variety of them that do the interviewing here. It's not all this girl.
David, how do you feel?
Oh, and for this cut, they introduced each reporter at the beginning, and this guy, he doesn't communicate very clearly. He understands everything that is said to him.
Right.
But he's not the best speaker.
Okay.
So
here he is with Al Franken.
All right.
Let me just stop that.
Oh, I wanted to hear Al Franken.
No, you will. I just wanted to give you just the intro. Just,
all right.
Because this guy, he's just warming himself up before the interview.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. All righty. I'm Al Franken. I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far? Bouillon.
Maya.
How'd I tell you?
This is a miracle. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. It was really nice talking to you.
I'm
glad you're here. I think it's fabulous. Can I shake a hand?
Yeah. Are you retired?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good time. Now, was Franken, perturbed a little bit, or what?
He was uncomfortable.
Yeah. He blew the guy out. But the guy, now, when the guy is doing that, is he...
Here's the thing.
Is he just ranting, or what?
He's a shaker.
Okay.
This guy is a shaker.
Does he have any questions for him, or is it just, a booyah, guitar?
He's trying to say a question. He's trying to get a question out.
All right,
out.
Very good.
Someone who took it very well was Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Fantastic.
Sure. Here you go.
What's your name?
Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Come to me, dog, huh?
Yes.
What are you doing, comic dog?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know, I'm here to do what all the reporters are doing, you know. Ask questions about the issues, sniff their butts, hump their legs, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That. Then they got a tease. And again, this is all happening, I mean, on election night.
Right.
This channel that I've never heard of.
You couldn't tear yourself away.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with Rob, and while this is going on, tears. I'm laughing so much. Okay, now they're going to tease what's coming up next.
Coming up, see what Hillary Clinton says when Sean and Larry catch up with her. Oh, please don't change the dial to CBS or anything like that. Just stay tuned.
That rocks.
And then, this is a really good one.
Is this Hillary?
No. Hillary's not on here.
Okay.
Hillary was nonverbal.
All right.
But we do have Jeremy, I believe was the chap's name, with Rob Reiner, the guy that sings?
No, I can't think of the guy's name. This is, Jeremy was with Ben Affleck.
Okay, anyway, they're all named Jeremy.
Okay. All right,
here we go.
Okay, are we ready? Hi, this is Ronnie Simonson. Today I'm interviewing the Meathead. All in the family. And of course, we used to sing that sing song. And today...
Boy, the way Clement plays.
Just like we had it, man. Those were the days. And you know what you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we can use a Democrat Party like Kerry again.
Oh, that's great.
That is great.
All right, so far, the comfort level, Rob Reiner gets the award so far.
Now, it's time for Larry from the Corner.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, I just want to hear it.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
And you're going to be talking to...
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Larry? A girl?
Yeah.
Oh, she looked like a boy.
She did.
Larry with the Tards on... How was your news last night?
Hey!
You know Larry King?
Yes, I've occasionally watched your show. And
occasionally is all right.
Yes. I don't, like, do it on it. Larry, I'm doing this interview for a documentary film that we're making called How's Your News?
All right, what's it about? Now I'm asking you the question. What's your question for How's Your News?
How do you feel about the Carrie Edwards ticket for the White House?
Well, I think it's a very popular ticket with Democrats. The question is, how will it sell with independents and those undecided? And that we won't know till November.
He's doing his. Yeah, Don and Mike, I'll make this thing, and I knock their socks off.
But there's so many. We're going to have to revisit this later, because we've got tapes of these trainables talking to Ben Affleck.
Right.
You know, and that one, I defy you to tell me who the retard is in that one. Barbara Boxer, Howard Dean, Wolf Blitzer, Tim Russert.
Wow.
Koppel. Let me see. As I mentioned, here's the one of one of these guys singing with Andre 3000 for Outkast. This is good. Sitting on a couch. Republican or Democratic convention.
That's impressive. I know disc jockeys love requests. Would you please play Tim Russert? Because he handles it in a most magical way.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, all right, real fast. Last one, and then promise me, we'll come back to this.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think a big old... Excuse me, sir. Oh. Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Are you retarded?
Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, hi. Nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I see Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS. Bob, nice to see you.
Oh!
I see you on CBS.
You know what Russert did?
Oh, yeah. Russert's evil.
Russert said...
Russert is evil.
Hey, retard. Do you know Bob Schieffer?
Does he run down the aisle after that? Look, something shiny.
That is outstanding. That is outstanding. Wow. I've never, Joe said it's a movie.
Now, is this going to be a regular show, do you think, or what?
We tried to find something on it, and the closest we could find was in this Entertainment This Week magazine.
I love it.
Where it says, how's your news on the campaign trail? Trio, it premiered last night. Let me see. Think of it as a welcome dash of purple on a blue state, red state day. They gave it a B+.
Oh, that's
right. It's an amazing documentary, and they do have a website, howsyournews.org. If you want to further...
But you're right. I understand what you're doing about Tim Russert. Tim Russert does the total deflection
to
Bob Schieffer, who's his competition.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
howsyournews.com.
So many. Or .org.
Either one. They both work?
Yeah.
I'm on com.
They both work.
I think my favorite is Al Franken.
Yeah.
That's my
Al
favorite
Franken.
One.
Yeah, I mean, he just won.
There we go.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Al Franken.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Electric Miracle.
Let's do that.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
Now, this is true. It offers better connectivity. Connectivity?
I love that word. Connectivity. Good word.
In areas with limited cell phone reception. Example. Anywhere. I mean, how many times have you driven somewhere?
Did you get it on that, like, back road that you drive on?
You bet your ass. I get OnStar in my driveway.
Very good.
And it's hard to get a signal down there.
There's no phone to hold, no battery to recharge, and no additional long distance or roaming charges.
Minute packages start under $15, and you are not bound by a separate contract.
1 year of the OnStar Save and Sound plan, which includes a wide range of safety features, is included with the purchase of any new OnStar-equipped vehicle.
So instead of a cell phone when you're in your car, you just push the button. OnStar, you get perfect, absolutely perfect connections. every time. Every time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, see what Hillary Clinton says when Sean and Larry catch up with her. Oh, please don't change the dial to CBS or anything like that.
Okay.
Just the Don and Mike Show. Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
I know, he could have been in there. He could have been doing the thing last night. You know, I had a very nice note from Brian Wilson. I want to mention BrianWilson.com.
All right.
That whole thing with Brian Wilson yesterday, yeah. I loved it. And I guess for whatever response Brian Wilson can offer at this point,
right.
He had a great time as well.
Well, that's good. I got that impression when he was on the show.
So anyway, I did mention his website yesterday. Hey, Nancy Yodel?
How have you been?
Nancy Odell, how have you been, darling? Here she is from Boston today.
Wow.
Nancy Odell from Access Hollywood.
I am all over the place.
So now here's the deal. You were there covering the celebs and the Carrie factor.
Right.
Now that Carrie quit 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, have you talked to celebrities for your show tonight? And who did you talk to and who's really upset?
You know, I was out at the place which was supposed to be his victory party last night, is what they had planned. So it was, I don't know, Copley Square in Boston. And it was so down, I can't even tell you. As soon as it looked like, you know, Bush was in the lead, and more it came in, the electoral votes, it just became more and more of a downer. So I talked to all the celebrities then, and they kind of knew that things were happening, because at this point, you know, NBC had projected Bush to be the winner in Ohio, and so a lot of them knew. So we got that reaction last night.
Who was the celebrity who was the most upset?
You know, James Taylor was down and out.
Who was? James Spader?
Jon Bon Jovi performed too, and you could tell in his, when he was up performing for the audience, he even said, you know, everybody remember win or lose, whether Kerry wins or lose, we're all Americans. So he was kind of trying to pump up the crowd again, you know, from being kind of down and realizing that they probably weren't going to be at a victory party.
That's got to be the toughest gig in the world, I would imagine, to be on stage and having to deal with a crowd like that.
Yeah, the crowd was so, I could not believe it, because most of them keep their spirits up and told, because things can change so quickly, as we saw in the last election and in this election because of the electoral votes. So I'm surprised at how down and out they were. I think that they just thought Kerry was going to win by a lot more, you know, thought he was going to win, period, and then they thought he was going to win by a lot. They didn't think it was going to even be close, and they certainly didn't expect Bush to be in the lead all the way through.
So you were walking around last night, I'm guessing, with your camera crew, and you would find these celebrities. Did they want to talk to you once they, and I guess as the night went on, at first, like you said, they thought he was going to win, and then they didn't know that it was this morning.
Right.
At what point did they finally say, hey, listen, I don't want to talk about this, I'm pissed about this, or did they just say, I'm depressed about this? Who did you...
Funny that you would say that, you know, you would pick up on that, because the beginning performers, when it was still, you know, a possibility that Kerry could come out with, you know, more electoral votes and Ohio wasn't announced a projected winner, all those celebrities who had performed were talking. And then as it went on, none of them decided that they wanted to talk. Like after Jon Bon Jovi performed, he didn't come out. I don't know if he had planned or not. We were told he had planned no coming out, but he didn't want to. It was down and out, and it was raining. It was really nasty weather, so that may be another reason as well. Scott Wolf did talk. He has been on the bus with Chris Hines for the entire election and going around trying to get the young people to vote, and he was just completely... you could tell.
And on the other side of things, will any of your reporters get an exclusive with the Gatlin brothers?
whoever performs for Bush.
The Bush celebrities, you know, they're all the action heroes. They didn't come out. I think it's just kind of bad reputation if you pull for the Republicans now, as far as the celebrities are concerned.
So now,
the Democrats are going to come out anymore.
So now, Nancy, you spent time before the election. We know that you were with Laura Bush right before the election. Then you had, you know, I guess it's just the flip of the coin. You go to Boston to cover the celebrities with Kerry. Now, do you think you got the crappy deal? I mean, would you rather be strictly? I mean, take the politics out of it.
Well, it's like going into the losing locker room.
Would you rather be where the best party is? Would you rather be here in D.C. today with Bush than there with Kerry and you know the?
There certainly would have been more uplifting, I think, because I'm telling you, it was just the mood of the place was amazing. It was just there was no celebratory anything. You know, even when it would land in a different state, they would jerk quickly, and then that was kind of it. They kind of knew.
And how did you cope?
You know, the thing is that all the, as you said, all the celebrities came out for the Democrats, so that was where I needed to be for Access Hollywood, because that's where the celebrities were performing. Which we talk about tonight, you know, on Access Hollywood, we talk about whether the celebrities who came out in support of Kerry actually helped or hurt him. And getting different people's opinions on that.
You guys got to
see this tonight on the show. We take Trump voting, and he goes to three different places,
yeah,
and they don't have his name on the register.
Otherwise,
he gets so angry, and I love Donald Trump. Don't get me wrong. I think he's such a character and such an intelligent man, but he gets very angry at these different places.
Okay.
You have to see what turns out and the reason why he was unable to vote at these different places. He literally had to stand in line at each place because each place told him that his name was at a different place.
Wow.
We took him to that place, and then he would stand in line all over again.
That is a great tease. That is an awesome tease.
Yeah. Everybody, pleased to be watching Accent Hollywood. That's tonight here in D.C., NBC 4 at 7:30. Around the country, check your local listings. Now, when will you be going back to California, Nancy?
Not going back to California until over the weekend. I think I'm getting a little detour. I'm interviewing Diana Ross in Atlantic City on the way back.
You are a busy lady. All right, Nancy. Well, then we'll talk to you tomorrow from somewhere, right?
From somewhere. I'm not sure where I'll be, but from somewhere.
All right, well, then wherever you are, make sure you always say, how have you been?
I've been telling everybody in Boston, how have you been?
All right, Nancy. We'll see you tomorrow, honey.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Steve.
Bye, sweetie. She loves that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
she's good. And that's a crappy, crappy job to be up there with the celebrities.
Well, she's the A-lister. She was there because they thought,
I'm glad
so much of America, the exit polls, everybody thought that was going to be the winning team.
I'm glad she at least outed, not by name, but at least she said celebrities wouldn't come out and talk to her once it looked like Kerry was going to lose.
That's amazing. Absolutely. I can't. But the Trump thing, I'd love to see that. Especially if he legitimately gets angry.
Well, you'll be able to see that tonight. Access Hollywood. Thank you, Nancy Yodel. She will be on with us again, I think, tomorrow from wherever she's going to be. This won't be on Access Hollywood tonight. I'm glad to tell you that I do have a couple of things that caught my eye that have nothing to do with the election.
Excellent.
Okay. Who wants to talk OJ?
It's been a while.
I got some great, great OJ news.
What is he doing now?
Juice.
Hello, Juice.
Don't do this. Why are you doing this?
Stop it, Juice.
Okay, so the cops, here's the deal. You know that he lost the civil suit.
Right.
And allegedly he's got no money, so he can't pay. He's got his NFL pension, and he gets whatever he gets for going to these card shows, but he's got no money. So the cops go in to OJ's stuff because what they want to do is get an inventory of all of the things that he has, because the court has said, listen, it's been 10 years.
They finding out if he's stealing satellite TV again?
Correct. They came up with some stuff. The cops found videotapes that OJ has in his possession of the murder scene, okay, of Nicole's murder scene.
Ooh.
And also up-close footage of Nicole and the head, which is hanging by a thread.
Oh,
the head is almost cut off. The guy's got this on a videotape at his house. This happened when Fred Goldman had a court order to say, listen, you know, I'm not getting a dime from this guy. He's out there walking. He killed my daughter. Let's go into the guy's house and see if he's got, like, a TV that he could sell or something like this.
Right.
They found these videotapes.
Oh, my God.
They didn't find anything worth money, but they did find OJ has these tapes.
How creepy and weird is
that? You know, and of course, blah, blah. He's allowed to have them because, you know, well, what the hell? It was his wife, and he got the tapes.
Well, it's part of OJ's investigation.
But yes. he's got the tapes. And the tapes do not count in his assets.
No.
But,
thank goodness.
You know, he's got the tapes, though. He's got the tapes.
Wow.
And he's got the creepiest one is the one where her head is, like, half falling off.
Very weird.
Okay, so that's that. Mm. Okay, who really needs to shut up with all of this stuff with the elections and the celebrities? Nancy O'Dell didn't mention this, but the celebrity that I really wanted to punch so much was Cher. I saw Cher on television last night.
Now,
there's a lot of them. Nancy Yodel mentioned John Bon Jovi. Right. I saw last night Bruce again on TV. I saw Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins on TV. I saw Sean Combs. That's all cool because they're all giving out the message, you know, get out and vote regardless of which side they were for.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the middle of all of this, I see a public service announcement for Cher. And it's Cher who, incidentally, is on her 8,000th farewell tour.
Yeah, and she's beginning to resemble a Muppet.
She's doing, you know what she's really looking like is, who's that the chick that was in Princey's Honor that played Jack Nicholson's...
Angelica Houston?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and a little Kathleen Turner-like.
Yeah, except she still is, you know, real-like anorexic thin.
Right.
Cher is still...
But her face isn't.
No.
Right, isn't her face a little, she's a little Botox-y, isn't she in the face?
Her face is a little like Maria Shriver's, almost Skeletor.
Oh, it is? Now, this is new, because the last time I saw her, she was puffy.
No, the celebrity that Cher's face is most starting to resemble, and I just saw this last night, was the mask from the movie Scream.
Yeah, okay.
So she's got
kind of like, where the mouth is very puffy and the face is very thin.
Exactly.
It's like kind of that. And that's why I think she's either doing the collagen, super deluxe collagen, or a little Botox.
Whatever she's doing, it ain't working. So, I'm on the, I know what channel I was on. I was on the ABC News Now.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like their AOL channel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't have any commercials, so all they do is run PSAs, public service announcements. And one of them is from Cher. Now, she's dressed, remember that whore outfit that she had in the video where she was on the boat? Of the sailors.
Right.
She has something similar. She's still a good-looking woman. It's like a red, white, and blue thing.
Right.
There are some countries where you must vote or you get... I know I sound like I'm doing either Bill Clinton or Elizabeth or Elvis, but either way, she said...
Well, Cher and Elvis are very close. Yeah.
There are some countries where you vote or you get a ticket. That's the way it should be in America. You should have to vote. It's the least you can do. And then she gets up and looks around the game and she says, so get up off your fat ass and put down the Game Boy. Put down your telephone and vote. Because it's the right thing to do. And if you don't vote,
Cher,
you're a loser. and then it's just like, you know, boom, brought to you by Burger King. Nutty.
It's the get out the vote deal.
It's
right.
A nutty one, and I don't need Cher telling me to get off. And the words that she is, get off your fat ass.
My exit polls tell me that she kept a lot of people away from the different precincts.
Get off your fat ass.
That's unfortunate.
Cher, I guess that commercial won't be on anymore. Right, because the election's over.
Yeah.
You know that they're making this movie Bewitched. You know that this movie is about a movie about the making of a sequel to the TV show Bewitched. It's convoluted.
So the movie is not just a recreation of the show Bewitched?
No, the movie is a movie about making a movie about the TV show Bewitched.
Let me see if I get this straight. It's kind of a... What's the Christopher Guest thing that he did?
Waiting for Guffman, A Mighty Wind. Except I'm positive.
Is it a Spinal Tap with Bewitched?
Yeah, no, except I'm positive not as slickly done as that.
They're saying the tone is going to be like the Larry Sanders Show. Because there's going to be footage that's in the movie and then the people bickering backstage.
Weird. Okay.
So anyway, you know, good luck if you can find this. And who would care about this? They're making a big deal about the fact that Nicole Kidman had... You know what? They did the tee-dee-dee-dee with her nose on Bewitched.
Right.
Apparently, she, in this movie, she does the tee-dee-dee-dee and moves her nose.
Uh-huh. Right.
She has had to sign a document from the movie studio saying that she will not tee-dee-dee-dee her nose before this movie comes out. And if she tee-dee-dee-dee her nose before the movie gets out, she loses points in the deal.
So, like, if she goes on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and wiggles her nose,
now
she's in breach of contract?
She has to be very careful because she came back and said, now, listen, what if I'm on an interview show and my nose itches?
What if she's picking her nose in traffic?
Well, they didn't bring that up, but what she said was, what if I'm on an interview show and my nose itches? The lawyer said, don't scratch.
Right. Wow.
Because everything can come back to the... which is the sound that Elizabeth Montgomery made.
And I guess they're going to market the thing with, you know, wait till you see Nicole Kidman wiggle her nose.
Correct.
I'm there.
And for my money, you want to see that? You want to see Nicole Kidman wiggle her nose?
Yes, please.
Go see that movie now where she's in the tub with the 10-year-old.
Oh, really?
Remember, I told you about this movie a long time ago, and it's out there now, and nobody's talking about it.
Right.
It's the movie where she's married to a guy, and he's dead, and he comes back as a 10-year-old boy, and there's a scene where they share a bath.
Really?
Yes.
Is it as revealing as Eyes Wide Shut?
I haven't seen it, Mike. I don't know. All I know is that she's really defensive when she's on TV being interviewed about
it. If you're a Nicole Kidman fan, Eyes Wide Shut is the definitive movie I'd like to see.
However, the thing with the boy might ruin it for you.
Yeah.
Might ruin it for you.
I don't want to see it then.
It just might. I don't know. She doesn't twitch her nose.
A boy.
Here's, you know, the movie starts. Leonardo DiCaprio was another guy that I saw last night stumping for Carrie.
Right.
You know, and he shouldn't be stumping. He should have been out there humping for Carrie. He should have just been having sex with women, saying, I'm Leo DiCaprio. If you have sex with me, vote for Carrie.
They have talked today about perhaps a celebrity backlash effect on Carrie. I don't know whether it's true or not. Celebrities have always campaigned for candidates, but they're saying maybe there was some kind of backlash. I don't know
anyway,
if it's true or not.
I'm watching this guy be interviewed last night. He was one of the few guys that actually stood up and talked.
Lenny?
Talked about how he believed in John Kerry.
Right.
And I don't know which channel this, they all run together, CNB, MSN, whatever the
Bloomberg.
The channel is. But in the middle of all of this, talking about the election last night, Leonardo DiCaprio was still saying, at this point he was saying, you know, it's anybody's race and John Kerry is a really great guy and I'm going to support him. They say to him, as they're going to commercial, and Leo, what's new? What's new for you?
Yeah.
And this guy says, I really don't want to talk about that because, frankly, and I know I'm getting this quote perfectly, frankly, I'm too famous. I wish I hadn't taken the role in Titanic.
As it turns
out, that was a really bad move for me.
Oh, shut up.
Career-wise.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. He said
Put him on the goddamn map.
Said it last night. And then he says, now this is in the middle of all this election stuff. The woman says, really, now who would want to trade this? You were in the great Titanic. He said, I would have rather been in the movie Boogie Nights.
Then
when he says that, the reporter says, well, an interesting take from Leo DiCaprio.
Maybe Leo is actually wishing for something that he really doesn't have.
And this is now something, so
if he wants to be Dirk Diggler.
Did the search today on the internet for Leo DiCaprio, and comes up with Vanity Fair magazine, okay?
Right.
He has said this before. It's just nobody's read this before. He says in Vanity Fair, and he goes into greater length than he did on TV last night, I wish I had turned down Titanic and taken the role of Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights. Titanic made me too famous. It's a really obvious thing to say, but the more people know about who you really are, and it's a fundamental thing, the more the mystery is taken away from the artist.
Uh-huh.
And it's harder for people to believe that person in a particular role, and I took an effort to say, shut up! You know, Christ, shut up, Leo.
Christ.
God. Christ, you know it, ain't he?
Well, he's not alone. Don't actors always talk like that? You know,
I saw a lot of stuff on TV tonight that I just hope, or last night.
It's so tough being me.
I just hope it goes away. The Cher commercial won't be there anymore. Leo DiCaprio won't be there anymore. Mike, in the TV ratings last week, while the week before people did watch the Red Sox or the Yankees,
right?
When it came down to Game 4, the Red Sox, that did get beaten by CSI.
Did it really?
Yeah, I mean,
That doesn't necessarily surprise me.
For the night, the baseball game won because CSI wasn't on for Game 4, but next night CSI got a higher number.
Well, you know, it gets back to the big series, even with the fans. I mean, it was all about the Red Sox and the Yankees, and that's why people went nuts.
And I'm running out of time, but I just wanted to mention something to you, speaking of you two, that I think is very smart.
Hmm.
Maybe you've seen the ads for iPod.
Yes.
That have Vertigo.
Great song.
The U2 song, have you seen that?
It's kind of done in shadows.
Do you know that since U2 has done this with iPod, it's now the most downloaded song with Apple iPod?
So I I would imagine that they got paid to shoot the commercial. They got paid for the rights to the song, and now the song royalties from the downloads, that to me would be a trifecta of dollars.
But wait.
There's more.
Let's turn that into one more. Really? How can we add another jewel to this crown?
You mean a quadruple bonus?
What's the most popular television show? Well, it's Crime Scene Investigator.
Yes, yes, of course.
Right. CSI, the show that I just mentioned.
I think William Peterson is very good.
Listen to this. U2 has made a deal with CSI.
Really?
Where they're going to be debuting songs from their album.
Really?
One song a week for the next 4 weeks on the next four episodes of CSI. Now, there will be people talking and running and looking at bloodstains, but you'll be able to hear the U2 that you want to hear.
I must take this opportunity to compliment and congratulate Bono on reinventing himself.
And Mr. Bono is fantastic. Yeah. He's gone with the iPod.
Great Irish gentleman.
And then moved right on to the CSI. Brilliant.
It's all about now the different ways. May I compliment you on your interview with the gentleman that was talking about downloading songs onto the cell phones, which I think is a wonderful marketing idea. And for the U2, how nice for November sweeps.
Phone scan. Let's do a phone scan. Yeah. This is one more thing. I mentioned, when do we have Star Wars? We mentioned Star Wars, I know, today on the show with Mike, the new nerd engineer.
Yes, of course.
I asked him his favorite Star Wars movie.
He said Big Boss, I understand. That's what Tony said, that he's very successful, that engineer.
The engineer boss.
Yes, the nerd.
If you have any interest in Star Wars, Star Wars Episode 3, I always get this wrong, Revenge of the Sith? The Sith, is that how you pronounce it?
Are you talking about Baltimore?
No, not syphilis.
Oh,
not syphilis.
Oh.
It's Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
S-I-T-H.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Episode.
Just so you know, there's a scene that has a bunch of Star Wars fans upset. The movie's not even out yet. Yoda farts.
Oh, that's not appropriate. Well, next thing you know, with what you were saying, you'll see U2 performing on Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Let's clear the lines out and do a phone scan now. These will be on-screen calls. Anything you want to talk about?
Good calls they will be. I was doing my Yoda impression.
877-365-3636 from Canada. Please be calling 800-636-1067.
Would you like to hear another Yoda impression, a Yoda?
I'd love to as we go to break. I'd love to hear it.
This
first, is it free?
Yes, of course.
It's a free gag.
I give this to you. It's my gift. My impression of Yoda. Election night last night, our guy lost. Unhappy we are. Thank you.
Call now. Thank you, Yoder.
You're welcome.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
The Don and Mike Show. Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
Phone scan right here and right now, 877-365-3636.
When you played that tapeness there, I'd just like to give a shout out to Carl Rove, the architect. I just had to.
Yeah. Goddamn. Phone scan.
Yes.
Hold on. Phone scan. Just give me a second, though.
All right.
Phone scan. I just want to hear something first.
Okay, are we ready? Hi, this is Ronnie Simonson. Today I'm interviewing the meathead. All in the family. And of course, we used to sing that sing song. And today...
Boy, the way Glenn...
Fell off! Start the major head pirate! Show the work we have! credit, man. Don't run the days. And you know what you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we can use the Democratic Party like Kerry again.
There you go. One more time.
Let's hear Tim Russert blow off the retard and try to push him off on Bob Schieffer.
Oh, very skillful. Yeah.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think let me go. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Oh. Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir. Are you Tim? Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, hi. Nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I seen Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS. Hey, Bob. Nice to see you. I seen you on CBS.
Here we go on air in 1 minute.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Bob Schieffer blew him off, too.
Yes, he did.
We're on the air in 1 minute.
No one to pass it.
Yes, he did. That's right. From the show that was on last night on the Trio channel called How's Your News. I'll get to that. I'm saving that one, Robbie. We got a bunch of these that we've not heard yet. And
all right.
It was retarded people going out and interviewing people at the Democratic and Republican conventions.
And just delightful to see the different reactions they get.
Oh, yeah. To empower the trainables. It's not for us to laugh at. It's no. For them to feel good about themselves.
Amen, brother.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, love your show.
Yeah, thank you. A phone scan. Here we go.
Hey, I wanted to thank Don and Roz specifically. You know, I called the wife at home, told her to TiVo that How's Your News.
Uh-huh.
She asked me what it was, and I said, read the description, and she laughed hysterically.
Yeah, it really, as Rob said, I know this pains Rob to say this, but you have to thank your wife now.
Yes, Mrs. Spiewak helped out.
And boy, is that woman starving for attention. I heard her in the background last night. Rob calls and says, hey, I got something really great. Turn on channel 315. Uh-huh. And then I hear from the top of the stairs, is that Don? Tell him I found it. Tell him it's mine.
And as Rob said earlier, she made herself useful.
Yeah, Carrie found it.
Just wants her props.
Well, thanks again, guys.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
How about it?
Where's the one where he starts with the boop, 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 boop.
Is that with Al Franken?
What number?
Number three. Number three.
I want to try to catch this.
Boop, 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 boop.
There you go, boom.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
if you have DirecTV or whatever system you have, go to Trio.
Right.
On DirecTV, it's channel 315. Show debuted last night. How's your news? Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don and Mike here.
How's it going today?
It's going great.
Well, good. I just wanted to talk to Mike about Kurt Schilling.
About what?
About Kurt Schilling.
Oh, Kurt Schilling, yes.
Yeah, he picked the right guy, didn't he?
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
All right.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, yes, phone scan.
Yes. Hello there. This is Harvey Goldstein.
All right, hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mara, would you shove your fingers in?
Oh, no, he's turned it on me.
The finger guy's on you now.
Oh, no, he's turned to me now.
Good news, Robbie, the finger guy is... you're not being fingered anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Hello.
First the Kurt Schilling guy, and now that. It's getting better.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Sure.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
I have one quick question.
Of course you do.
I live in good old Wisconsin, and I was wondering, what's the best way to try to pitch a TV show?
To pitch a TV show?
Exactly.
Run it by us. What's your idea?
Well, I went to school for radio TV broadcasting, and had a couple ideas.
Wait. You what? You went to school for radio broadcasting?
Radio and TV broadcasting.
Radio and TV broadcasting.
I majored in the TV because I couldn't stand sitting in a little room.
Right. Hold on a second. I think you were already... I think they have a show for you.
There you go, boom.
There you go.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
See, like
that'd take too much schooling.
Like all great ideas, it's already been taken.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Please call How's Your News. Ask them if they're hiring.
And he had a little radio disc there at the end.
He did,
yeah.
A little bit. Hello, Don and Mike.
Taking cell phone out of pocket.
Hello. Now, who are you doing, Lorne Michaels or?
Right.
Dr. Evil. <Riebel.
laughs> Don and Mike show. This is the phone show.
Hey, and who's your buddy today who gave you the heads up speaking? You know, Rob gives you tips on TV shows all the time.
I know. You know what? You called. Okay. You're funny. Mike calls me.
I watched it, too.
Mike calls me at, like, about noon. Says, like, it's urgent. Real fast. Turn on Channel 7. So I think it's something to do with the election.
Yeah.
Right? I turn on the TV. It's a Cat in the Hat. And I hope I didn't give you the reaction that you were looking for, because my reaction was, I'm telling you, dude, this is a funny movie.
Yeah, funny as funny does, you said, or something like that. And then I went on and I watched Alec Baldwin.
Oh, come on.
I did. I watched it.
The movie, listen, I stand by that. I like Cat in the Hat.
There's one thing I like about the Cat in the Hat.
What's that?
Kelly Preston.
Oh, hey, what's not like... And yet, really, if you really want to like Kelly Preston,
yeah,
do yourself a favor, and speaking of Mike Myers, rent the awful movie where she's the stew with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, and it didn't do well in the theaters at all.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's a scene where Kelly Preston is fired, where she's not good enough to be one of these stewardesses, one
right.
of the waitresses. Uh-huh. And, now listen, she's not naked or anything.
Right.
She's wearing a miniskirt and a little top.
And she is just sexy.
Oh, you need.
She's, yeah, she's close to Aniston territory.
And wow. And John Travolta gets to fly her all the time.
That's right. hello there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
I am a little bummed today.
At Kelly Preston.
I need some help.
Well, yeah, are you bummed about the election, honey?
No, I'm bummed because I'm not really finding any good guys out there lately.
Well, I'm I'm looking at one right now. Michael O'Meara. Single, funny, restaurateur.
You're funny.
Which isn't that like, I hope
I
you
like
don't,
comedies.
Which I hope you don't mind. On the website, scan around stuff for the pictures.
Oh, here we go. This is always a very, you've got look on your eyes.
No.
I hope you don't mind. Now I'm nervous.
No, you will like it.
Okay.
On top of your picture, it says, noted restaurateur.
I like that.
Funny man.
Ah, that's excellent.
I would like
noted
that.
Noted restaurateur.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Oh, my God.
Honey, you need a ride on the old BP. A ride on the old bologna pony. Is that what you're looking for?
Give me a bologna.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Can you hook me up?
Yeah, well.
You know, I would hop on. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling out of Maryland.
Maryland, I would get on the next shuttle out of either National Airport or BWI, fly up to Boston. I'm sure there are a lot of people up there. They're not only out of work, but they need love. They probably need...
all the Kerry people.
Yeah,
too, right.
Yeah. They probably need a little, the Quan.
Maybe you'd be able to get in with John Kerry. I mean, you know, let's be honest. Now that he's lost the election, he can't be happy with Teresa.
What if he's blaming her?
Oh,
do you think that I could go to Turkey?
Go to Turkey?
Why do you want
to go to Turkey?
Well, do you remember when you had the feel-good for the Turkey? For the women in Turkey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the beatings?
Yeah, the beatings.
The beatings.
Are you feeling that bad about yourself?
No.
You want a man to beat you, honey?
You can get that in this country.
Right. And speaking of the devil, he's coming up to the microphone.
And how are you anyway?
Listen, it can't be that bad that you're looking for a guy to beat you up. You're either looking for a ride on the BP or you're looking for a guy to bitch slap you.
No, I'm definitely not.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a nice guy.
I got 4 feet of chain.
Listen,
Ellie, if you're a woman, all you have to do is go outside.
Here's what you need. Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, I'll give you 10 seconds, okay?
All right.
Work your magic, go.
What's your name?
Tina.
Tina?
Tina.
Tina. Tina, you're a young, vibrant, beautiful woman with a lot to give. Just go out into the world, and someone will find you.
All right, tight pants. That's fine.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Good luck
and
to you.
Thank you, Tom Jones.
I'm feeling nauseous.
Or a trip to Turkey.
Well,
either
unusual.
One.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Did you say it's not unusual?
I did.
I heard. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Yes, this is to Mike. I have to tell you, I just hit a Royal for $1,400 in Vegas.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you told me.
Now, what is that, Mike?
A Royal Flush, I would assume.
Oh, so
yes, it is.
Well, Mike,
you hit it on a video machine, or did you hit a regular table?
Video machine.
Ah, see, that's what I was wondering, because I know that you're into the machines.
Yeah.
Not to sit at the table.
I'm not into video poker, but I know a Royal is, you can't do better than that on those machines. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Even better if you do it, like, at a table.
Unfortunately, you have to pay taxes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless your name's Mike O'Mara. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yes, those offshore accounts.
Hello. It's better in the Caymans, Mike.
It certainly is. You know, a you little know scuba diving, a little trip to the drive-up window.
I love Don and Mike show. Hello.
What am I talking about?
Just a carry-on bag. Like in Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
He's walking around with 50 grand in one of those cheap plastic airline bags.
That's right. I had an assistant, too, but she just wouldn't shut up.
So, when
she looked just like Bridget Fonda.
But when she wanted to hear Midnight Confessions by the Grassroots,
right,
and the car wouldn't start and you couldn't find it, you just said, shut up or I'm going to have to shoot you.
That's it. And she kept going.
Mm-hmm. And that was a great VW van, wasn't it?
That's a good movie.
God, do I love Jackie Brown.
That is a great movie.
All day and all night, I love Jackie Brown. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, shove your fist in me, man. Please.
I think that was another finger call.
Oh, why me? May I make a request? Yeah. If that guy's listening, if anybody's out there listening.
Hey, guys.
Move it over to Buzz. Sorry, Buzz.
Mike, I think that was a different finger guy.
Really?
A different guy.
And it's a weekly cycle. It'll find its way over there.
Okay. Hello. It wasn't a finger.
Buzz is no stranger to the finger. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
The fickle finger of fate.
Finger.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
I'm wiped.
Come on, what can we do for you?
Don, I'm so jealous of you from yesterday.
Why?
Oh, to sit there and talk to Brian Wilson?
I'll tell you the coolest thing was actually, as I mentioned, getting a note from you know, Brian's people saying he really dug being on the show yesterday.
Congratulations on that.
Hats off to the young lady who set that up for you. She did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. The lucky Beth Ann McBride.
That's right, Beth Ann McBride.
Who's saying she is feeling lucky since that guy came in and gave her the Purple Hearts.
She's all over the place. She's feeling lucky because...
She's been kind of rubbing it in my face today. Just in her sweet, wonderful, kind way, she's doing it with what I call the BA look. And she came in, and I can't translate this. I'm going to give this just to Don, but
okay.
She came in a moment ago, and when she said that, and it was kind of directed at me, she goes, I'm feeling so lucky today ever since I got those Purple Hearts.
Yeah.
And she just gives me the stare.
The neck extends a little bit. Uh-huh. And then
she sort of thrusts the face at me.
The face, and it's almost the dog turned sideways look, right, as if, you know,
mm-hmm,
didn't you hear? Bush won?
Yeah. That's exactly what
Carrie lost?
That's it. Just a little rubbing it in.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello.
Good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
I'm just calling to let you guys know. Earlier, when some bonehead called about with his little comment about the hook-nosed guy in the morning, they didn't cut that in a 92.9.
Okay, now I'm going to have to explain something else to another one of our genius callers. When the boy called before and said something about Howard Stern, and I said, oh, we didn't delete that out, that was my caustic humor at work. You are so stupid.
Right.
Listen, Howard Stern.
We have been working on the same station with Howard for how many years?
We're on like 8 stations with Howard now.
I did not know that.
It is not the barb that everybody seems to think it is.
You understand if I was to say, oops, that one got through the screeners, you know, that one got through the dump, I'm kidding.
Oh, well, my apologies for being an idiot.
My apologies as well.
And where does Mommy live?
In the doghouse.
Nope.
Nope. She lives.
But she is a whore.
Yeah.
There you go. And if she lived in Canada, she'd live in?
I have no idea.
Toronto.
Toronto, yes.
Sporadic listener.
Just sorry for you always.
FFF.
Have a good day.
FFF?
It was Mr. Hand. Grades.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Also used to be a model back in high school with girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just hit it again. It's find them.
Thank goodness you didn't say feel them.
Find them.
I think we all know.
Yeah, we
forget
got it.
I think we're totally aware of it.
Yeah. Find them. Feel them.
Right.
Do something to them. Forget them.
That's it. That's back in grade school.
You bet.
Right.
When we didn't know what it meant.
Absolutely.
And even now, if you think about it, the order is wrong.
Yeah.
Find them. Well, no, maybe it's not.
No, it's exactly right. Right. Forget right. Them comes right after the
edit. That's right. That's right. That's right. And now I've done the thing where I've hit the button 8 million times so we can right. Save no more phone calls. While we have to wait for the delay to build back up.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
I know. You want to hear a
I wish you'd go longer with that one, because he does it even more. He does it even more.
Mike, I want you to hear more, though. You
right.
You want to hear...
A new one?
G. Gordon Liddy being interviewed by a retard?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can do an impersonation. Did you know Richard Nixon?
Yes, I did know.
I can imitate him real good.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. G-Man. This is Richard Nixon. And let me make no mistake about that. I am a Republican, and so are you. See you later. Goodbye now.
Very good. Thank Very you. Good. You got him nailed.
Yeah, see you later now. I haven't done that for a while. Bye now.
That's good.
Come on. You're an excellent mimic.
That's Liddy with a tard. And then one more. Oh, the phones are back on.
Yeah.
How about our friend Mick Foley?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mankind. How do you think he'll retard? How do you think he'll react to a retard?
I think he will do it very well.
I am Jeremy Vest, and I am proud to say that I have the legendary opportunity to meet my man, Foley. It's so awesome to meet
you. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm Jeremy, and you are my favorite wrestler.
Are there a lot of wrestlers here?
No.
Am I representing the... Well, I don't know if I'm... This is not an official WWE representation, but I'm here as an American citizen.
Are you against Bush or for Bush?
I don't think I'd be on the walk if I really was for Bush, so I'd have to say that's an anti-Bush vote. Hello? Although I hear he's a nice guy, just not a very good president.
Who's your favorite wrestler that you've got to meet, or have you seen him or her?
That's got to be the worst journalistic question I've ever heard.
Wow.
Why? You're talking to a retard.
You know what's concerning me, though, is that's the way Mick talks to us.
Well,
you know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. All righty.
That's Al Franken.
All righty.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. The phones are back now.
Hello.
Good.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
This is my number. I'm Chop. This is Larry King. Give me a third sandwich.
Okay, hi. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
What did you think of Dan Rather's little stupid sayings last night?
I wish I had written them down. I said that to Don in the office before the show because...
He's got a million of them, doesn't he?
I mean, that's his thing.
Yeah, they're all just... I felt like beating him like a Jew in a Nazi foster home.
Ooh,
but was that the bongus?
Hey, shut up.
Come on, pal. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Love the new intro.
What is wrong with people?
My God.
And you people call and yell at me for yelling at these callers.
Yeah, you're doing a public service.
Well, Ralph?
People are angry.
Ralph Speedwack.
Hello.
Hey.
What?
In honor of the new song, any chance Mike could change his hey now to a hello dad?
You know, wow. Everybody is just trying to help us out today.
You know, we're getting a lot of assistance. Much more than we need.
Yeah. Let's just hear this.
Hello dad on my mind.
A retarded guy sing with Andre 3000 at the Democratic National Convention. That's a palate cleanser.
I like that.
So that is. That's like some nice sorbet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, this is the phone scan.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
I know this is me.
Have you been drinking?
No. Just a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, a little bit. There you go, Mike.
That's right. No, I'm a professional.
So what's up?
I'm in Giant now shopping.
Wow. You're in Giant shopping drunk.
Yes.
That's fantastic. What are you shopping for?
I got noodles and brown gravy. And I got my stepson with me. He'd like to say hi to you.
Your sister?
Yeah, my stepson.
So you're out at a Giant grocery store.
Shopping for noodles and brown gravy with his stepson while he's drunk.
And he's drunk.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
You got it. Right. Hold on. He'd like to say hi to you.
Okay.
Just say hi.
Oh, dear. I was maybe hoping at least 16 so he could drive. No. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
Your poor child.
Hi. What's your name?
He's shy. He gave his phone back to me.
Oh, I was going to tell him to call the manager and have you get a ride home.
Put the boy back on the phone, would you please?
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, son.
It's noodles and brown gravy tonight.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hi, my name is Don. What's your name?
Zach.
Hey, Zach. Can you say something for me?
Yes.
Can you say, Daddy needs to call AA?
Daddy needs to call AA.
Very good, Zach.
That's right. Right, Zach.
Good luck. Job.
Now, Zach.
Hey, can you send me some money in the mail? Give me my address.
Send us some money in the mail.
Yeah. Zach, I tell you what. Would you like
$20? Yes.
Okay. We'll send you $20 for being the last person on the phone scam.
Who last person on the phone scam who won $20?
Yes, Zach, don't let Daddy drink it.
Yes. Ask Daddy how many bottles he'll be able to buy for
$20. How many bottles will you be able to buy for $20?
Daddy thinks that's funny.
Daddy's laughing.
$20 buys a lot of noodles.
Daddy's thinking.
All right. Hey, Zach, nice talking to you, son.
Can I give you my address and send it to me?
We'll put you on hold, Zach.
Hang on, Zach.
You're going to talk to a nice lady.
Okay. Hold on anyway.
Good luck.
Speaking of that, where's Mommy in this whole mess, Zach? Any idea where Mommy is?
Huh?
Oh.
He gave it back to me. He said you're putting him on hold.
Yeah, right. Hey, drunk dad, where's mom at?
She's home.
She's home and you're doing the grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. We gave your kid $20.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Thanks for the call.
Hope he's home.
Thanks.
Hope he's home in time for King of Queens.
Thank you for you know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Thank you for joining us for American Holler.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend.
Oh, hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. How you doing? Send this one out. Todd Hughes, press rated disc jockey, couldn't make it on this side of the business, which is why he's now our general manager.
He's the boss man.
That's right, because he couldn't make it over here. Now, in this break, this is what we call in the biz an open break.
Mm-hmm.
We have phone calls. We can always take phone calls.
Right.
We have ticks and trippets. Ticks. Tickets and trips.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say trick or treat.
We have ticks and it's the way they have it written down.
Uh-huh. Ticks and trips?
Ticks and trips
from
independenceair.com that we can give away.
Excellent.
Also,
you're not talking about the nervous variety of ticks. No.
No, yes, I am, Mike. That's right. You have to be like the people on What's Your News.
Yes.
You've got to. And if you've got Tourette's, congratulations, it's double mileage.
And you're not referring to the six-legged variety of ticks.
Bastard. We've got that.
Uh-huh.
We've got a Killer Craig today from USA Today.
It's been a long time.
But I would like to throw everybody a curveball before we do any of that. And I know he's got 60 seconds. I'm going to call over to W just to see how screwed up he is.
Well, he should be in pretty good shape, I would think.
I would imagine he's partied out of his mind. Mike, you know, I didn't tell you this before, but the phone's ringing. Oh, what, Mike?
We're not using a satellite?
No. No, we're not.
How much easier.
Because this will be brief, because I'm sure he's just at a party.
Just for you.
I'm sure he's just at a party.
I don't know, man.
Hello?
Damn right. I don't understand. It's calling me.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this W?
Yes, it is. Man, oh, my. I'm back on it. Oh, man, I'm very pleased that I've received a mandate.
Now, I got a message from you.
I'm so dang happy. I don't mind telling you.
I got a message that just says...
How are you, Don?
It's payback time.
It's payback time. Well, I just want to say I'm aware of the nature of your broadcast. I understand that everybody there was against me. And I just want to say the time for reprisals is at hand. I'm saying that to you now, and I'm too excited. I just won my first election, son. Wow, this is hot damn. I'm so proud. That dude is so proud.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's so proud. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you to Carl Wolf, the architect. Oh, dang it, we're having some fun now, son. I don't mind telling you.
Are you drinking right out of the bottle today?
Oh, now you want to know, huh? Yeah, now you want to know. What are you drinking, Mr. President? What are you drinking, Mr. President? It says Don and Voldemort, the other guy, Johnny Loser. I tell you, I'm not telling you what I'm drinking. I'm drinking it all. I'm drinking Shooters. We're drinking Carry Shooters. That's what, and I'm not talking about Rob's wife either.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on a second. I got another reporter here. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
You're from what? You're from How's Your News?
Oh, good.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, dear.
Hey, get the Secret Service over here. I got some weirdo down
here.
I don't understand what this
W? Mr. President.
W.
I think this guy is drunk.
W.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I got some drunk guy.
It's a retard.
Huh?
It's a retard.
Oh. Well, how are you? It's great to see you.
All right, well, we'll talk.
I won!
We'll talk tomorrow.
Very happy.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. Normally, I'll give you a heads up.
It's laudable.
All right, sorry.
Yes, he was very happy.
Had to get him in the other day. Very happy.
Very happy man and a little bitter towards us.
Yeah, hello, Justin. Don and Mike show. Justin.
Hello, my love.
Hello. Hello, my sweet.
What is your name?
Justin.
I'm creeped out.
Just in time for a creepy call. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell you guys I was on the treadmill.
Sorry, it doesn't work on the show now.
No. Right.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
But I'm sorry, I'm sure you have to buy a new workout outfit. Buy a new velour running suit.
He was wearing one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
I haven't heard you guys for 9 or 10 years. I moved down to Tampa, Florida, and I was just flipping through the AM dial, and I found you guys.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, 1010 The Buzz.
Welcome
Tampa
home.
Bay. Beautiful.
Hey. Hey, I mean, you ever do low-budget Jeopardy anymore?
No, never.
No, we it was canceled.
We never do. All right, get out of here, dummy. Craig.
That was funny.
Craig Wilson.
9 years.
Craig Wilson. Here you go, Mike.
Thank you.
This is from today's USA Today. Now, we really don't do this all the time anymore.
No.
We only pull these columns out when they really touch a nerve.
We need it now.
He's a columnist for USA Today. His name is Craig Wilson. You know, we've talked about him. And for goodness sakes, he's written about us in his columns. So now we read them right out of the newspaper only when they are airworthy. So without further ado... From USA Today, today, November 3rd, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Rescue a glass to toast your resourcefulness.
I was walking Murphy early the other morning. Why I ever thought that dogs sleep in, I haven't a clue. As her age has advanced, she'll be 14 next month. So hath her rise and shine time.
So there we were, around the corner and up a block, sniffing in the pre-dawn darkness. When a shiny object caught my eye. It was Friday, recycling day, and the neighbors' bins were at the curb. Newspapers and magazines and bottles waiting in line to begin a life anew.
You can tell a lot about a man from his recycling bin. What he drinks, what he reads, what he deems no longer useful. The Economist piled next to bottles of a nice French red, for instance. The Kettle One drinker a bit trendier. His empty is next to a stack of Vanity Fair. And then the regular Joes.
Sports Illustrated mixed with Amstel Lights.
But what caught my eye the other morning wasn't an empty bottle of vodka or a New Yorker cover, but a silver picture frame. There it sat in a bin, asking what we all ask on occasion. What am I doing here?
Keep in mind, this is a gay guy going out looking through people's trash and writing about it in the newspaper. It wasn't real silver, unfortunately. I could tell that the moment I picked it up.
Oh.
It was still a handsome frame. 8x10. Simple and sleek. I inspected it for defects. A dent, broken glass, stains held it on the back. There was none. So Murphy and I headed home. One picture frame richer.
I'm not what is called a picker. Someone who goes through other people's garbage.
No.
Looking for discarded gems. I'm what you might call an accidental picker.
I bet it's no accident when you pick.
I have no interest in making this a hobby. I just see things that shouldn't be thrown away, and I rescue them.
My parents had friends who would drive around town on garbage day, looking at what people left by the curb, pulling over to throw a chair or an old floor lamp into their trunk. I always thought of them as rather low rent. A bit too eager to score.
My partner, Jack,
winner,
thinks I fall into that category. But I don't.
Winner!
I just think I'm making my Yankee ancestors proud.
Over the course of 20 years, I've brought home everything from fine crystal wine glasses to leather-bound books and a brand new... What the hell kind of pot is that he's got?
Calphalon.
Calphalon?
Calphalon.
Kind of cookware.
It's got fowl in it.
Over the course of 20 years, I brought home everything from fine crystal wine glasses to leather-bound books and a brand-new Calphalon pot complete with glass lid. Someone left it on the curb.
Huh.
Jack, the cook, did not protest that discovery, I might add.
As for the wine glasses, we live near dozens of restaurants, some world class, which means their stemware is as thin as their wine lists are thick.
I haven't a clue how diners get out of these establishments with glasses still in their hands, but they do. And there at 6 o'clock in the morning, these glasses sit on townhouse stoops, rest on brick walls, linger under light posts, waiting to be taken home, scrubbed up, ready to report for duty once again.
With Thanksgiving only 3 weeks away, and at least 13 people already signed up, and more on the waiting list, I'm happy to report we have enough wine glasses. It's an eclectic mix, yes, but so are the people who will be sipping from them.
I think a group photo might be in order this year. I even have a real frame to put it in.
Oh. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Bravo. So good.
It was a good one.
Marvin.
So good.
We needed that.
Started with the dog, had the partner.
Uh-huh.
And the creepiest part is that the guy's while walking his dog goes past someone's garbage and says, hey, that's a good-looking wine glass.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously not the first time he's done it.
I think he should be busted.
What did he write about cleaning them up? That's right.
Report for duty.
Just take them home, scrub them up, and have them report for duty.
Imagine sitting there at the sink. Time to report for duty, Mr. Wine Glass. Fantastic.
Murphy! Let's go for our walk. Oh, look at the garbage.
My partner Jack thinks I fall into that category.
Say, Craig, were you out going through the garbage again this morning with our dog, Murphy?
I tell you, I'm not what I would be called a picker.
I would beg to differ.
I'm an accidental picker.
Uh-huh.
You're a purposeful picker.
Craig Wilson.
Okay. It's been a long time.
He found a column in recycling, and tomorrow his column will be in recycling.
Very good. And one more thing here, because as I mentioned, an open break. The show How's Your News, which Rob discovered last night on election night on the Trio channel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear Ted Koppel.
Very good.
Oh, being interviewed. Now, we've been playing these tapes all day. This is a show that was on last night. It debuted. Rob called me. It's my election miracle. I watched this in the middle of all the coverage last night.
Trainables interviewing famous political figures.
Really, Rob calls me up and says, turn on channel 315, but before you watch the show, go to the guide.
Right.
Read the guide. And it says, 9 p.m., how's your news?
Mm-hmm.
Mentally challenged people go to the Democratic and Republican conventions to report on the news.
And as Rob said earlier, the joy of this is the awkward moments that they have with all of these celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Here's Ted Koppel talking to a retard.
Hey, sir, what is your name, please?
My name's Ted.
How do you feel about the Republican convention?
Well, so far they seem to be having a good time. What do you think?
Well, as this being my first one, so far having a good time myself.
Okay, now here's Wolf Blitzer from CNN.
Wolf Blitzer
got a retarded person coming up to him.
When Kerry gets elected, what would you like to see Kerry and Edwards change as far as changes to come in this country?
You're pretty positive that they're going to be elected, are you? Because, you know, there's another side, the Republicans, they want to get elected, too.
Oh, I know, but right now I'm just thinking...
I think you meant to say if they get elected.
Right, if and when, yeah.
Well, you keep saying when. You don't know for sure they're going to get elected, do you?
Right, but I'm saying if. I meant to say if and when.
Yeah. If they get elected.
Well, stop badgering her.
Because the Republicans might get elected.
Right.
We don't know. The election's very close.
That's true.
Yeah. So what's the question again?
But if and when... Kerry Edwards get elected, what would you like to see them change?
Wow. Wolf Blitzer, a little hung up on the fair and balanced thing himself.
And also, you can't see it, of course, because it's radio, but a big eye roll at the end of that, because he was way frustrated, too.
Oh, really?
How about...
Not dealing with...
All
it,
right, Wolf.
Tard time with Howard Dean.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm Jeremy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. I was watching that very energetic speech you were doing before you came into the race, and I was wondering if you could do it for me, just once.
It's pretty hard to do that on television. So I probably can't do it just right here, right now. You got to have kind of a big audience in front of you to get really revved up and excited.
Yeah, but, you know, it was great.
You know, hold on. Let me just point out, the guy's retarded that's interviewing him.
Not bad.
You mean Howard Dean, this guy?
That's the guy.
Couldn't do that for this guy?
Well, thanks.
And if tonight's the last night before, are there going to be balloons falling down tonight?
Yes, there are. There are going to be balloons falling down, and there's going to be confetti falling all over the place.
So hopefully that'll be something really amazing to see if I can go watch it for myself there.
Could be. Are you lobbying these guys to make sure you get to go?
Yeah. I'm going to have to... I want to go bad, though.
Good.
Howard Dean sounds like he's like... Down in a carton of Marlboro.
You're right, there you go. I know this is your favorite one. I'll let it go all 1 minute and 1 second this time.
Is this Franken?
Yeah.
This is. I think Franken's the one who has the most difficulty.
Yep. The entire Al Franken.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. All righty. I'm Al Franken. I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far? Bouillon.
Maya.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. It was really nice talking to you. I'm glad you're here. I think it's fabulous. Can I shake a hand?
Yeah.
As I leave, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good time.
Al Franken.
Too great.
That's fantastic.
We'll get to more of this tomorrow. We've not heard yet. Ben Affleck.
Ah, yes.
As I mentioned to you before, I guarantee you won't be able to pick out who's the one that's retarded when the retarded guy's talking to Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Then you've also got Senator Barbara Boxer.
Uh-huh.
You've got, we played him singing with Outkast, but he's with Andre 3000. Also,
I love that.
Also with Big Boy. And we didn't hear the retards interviewing Senator John McCain.
Uh-huh.
All of that on tomorrow's episode. Now, we'll get a wrap-up on all of the stuff today.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
I don't have a clue how diners get out of these establishments with the glasses in their hands, but they do.
Please, writing that, it sounds like he's walking down, you know, I picture the area, like with, you know, cobblestone streets, and after a night of partying, that there's, like, bottles and glasses on the side of the road.
I'm not what is called a picker. I'm an accidental picker.
That was the accidental tourist.
Yeah, that's right.
But let me guess.
Uh-huh.
Your lead story has something to do with...
I actually pondered several possible headlines for today's Buzzcast. We're All Screwed was the popular leader through most of the day until cooler heads prevailed, and I finally settled on Election 2004. Nobody said life was fair.
All right.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Did you say something?
Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me.
I'm Dorothy Gale, from Kansas.
She speaks English a lot better than I do. I think people understand what she's saying.
You just won't listen, that's all.
I see it all the time when people come up to me and say, I don't want you to let me down again.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
I know what I believe. I will continue to articulate what I believe, and what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right.
Yes, I guess you're right.
And there is no doubt in my mind, not one doubt in my mind, that we will fail.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test.
I don't believe you.
It's commonsensical. In other words, it makes sense.
Wonderful.
And people listen.
Why, of course I will.
I'm embarrassed to say it's a poorly tailored shirt.
Yeah, that must be terribly uncomfortable.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
I couldn't say.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across the country.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Need some wood?
You're a very bad man.
This frightens some in Washington.
You billowing bale of bovine fodder.
We will not have an all-volunteer army.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Enough!
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the word from Planet
Crestite?
I'll tell you right now.
Two dazzling urbanites, Don and Mike.
You're going to station break. Fresno, California, The Edge.
Woo!
105.9 FM, Las Vegas. Every day, noon to four on KSFM. Houston, Texas. KIKK.
Yeah.
And Harrisonburg, Virginia. 95.9. Sorry. 95.5.
Ah.
WZXI. It's time for news now with Buzz. Brought to you by Vero Max. Oh, I'm sorry. Rotate every other day with Vero Max. Well, listen. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If you're having trouble getting laid, try Smoke Break.
Yeah.
This is good smoke.
You use it a different way.
Yes, it's wonderful that way.
Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight.
Uh-huh. It's exciting.
Smoke Break.
Yes.
Revolutionary tablet
sure
for
is.
Lovers. Get it now at fine retailers. It's doctor developed.
It took a lot of advertising.
Number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. Smoke Break.
That's right.
You know why I read that wrong?
Why?
Because I'm retarded.
You know, I didn't understand that.
Sorry. News is brought to you by Smoke Break.
Ah, very good.
There you go. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Americans put on their cowboy hats and went to the polls in record numbers yesterday and for the very first time elected George W. Bush president of the United States. It was the biggest turnout since the Kennedy-Nixon election. The man who didn't catch Osama bin Laden and launched a war in the wrong country beat challenger John Kerry 51% to 48%. For a majority of Americans, it was a way of saying, we don't mind alienating the rest of the world, and rich people should get better tax breaks. Also at the polls yesterday.
Just so you know,
uh-huh.
I told Buzz,
right,
get it all out of his
system. Yeah, let him purge himself. That's a good idea.
Go ahead, just let it go today. Get it all out.
And also at the polls yesterday, a majority of Americans made it clear they not only don't believe in a three-party system, they don't believe in a two-party system. The House of Representatives remained under the control of Republicans, just as expected. The Senate, which appeared to be poised for change, actually saw an increase of GOP control. It's now made up of 52 Republicans, 47 Democrats, and one independent. And with Republicans now controlling all other branches of government, the Supreme Court is now also destined to go solidly conservative, setting the tone for this country for decades to come.
Mm-hmm.
The one-party government may also...
You're feeling pretty good about things today, aren't you?
Yeah, I have never been more cheerful.
Yeah, why not?
The one-party government may also make more difficult the criminal investigation into the Halliburton Corporation's sweetheart deals with the government. Americans also...
I told him to get it all in today.
I think he should.
Whatever he wants to throw in, go ahead.
Americans also said yesterday they still don't like gays except for that Cheney girl. A majority voted yesterday against something that won't affect most of them, gay marriage and anything that resembles it. In 11 states where bans on gay unions were on the ballot, all the bans were approved. In each case, the voters were literally deciding to change their state's constitution to define marriage and to outlaw the rights of gays to receive their partner's benefits. The gay rights advocates say it's unconstitutional to make discrimination legal, and they say they will challenge the state's decisions.
But you're not bitter.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Ever forward.
I hate saying this, but it's the truth.
Yes?
The dude got more votes than the other guy
51
did.
51 to 40, 3.5 million votes?
That's what he's talking about.
Right.
I know, but you know what he's saying.
Sure.
You know. Listen.
I'm saying what Americans are saying.
Hey, he is telling the truth. I know he is, but come on, the other guy won.
And Ohio seemed to be the tiebreaker there. Ohio was the state that put Mr. Bush over the top and got him elected.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hottest issues...
Oh, my God, he'll never be going to Ohio.
No. One of the hottest issues is,
like I always say, Ohio's West Virginia with nicer lawns.
One of the hottest issues in yesterday's election, however, was... the size of liquor bottles in South Carolina.
Now we're on an important topic.
Indeed.
As someone who occasionally goes to South Carolina to see my son down at college.
Yeah, and that's their thing. They got weird liquor laws down there.
Oh, man. You go into a package store, you're fine. You can buy a regular, like, 2-liter bottle or whatever.
Right. You go into a bar and you got those little airline bottles, and that's how they pour their shots.
Correct.
If you want a double, they open two
little bottles.
Tiny little bottles. For more than a decade, mixed drinks in South Carolina have been made with those little liquor bottles you usually just see on airplanes. It was the law, a law that made a lot of money for the liquor industry and made South Carolina's drinks a little stronger than most.
You guys are all going to jail. And you are all f***ing out of line.
Take my cup.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Was I hit by a taxi?
I don't know, sir. I wasn't.
No, I was hit by a taxi.
Rip-torn. With the support of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, a majority of South Carolina voters have chosen to ditch the mini bottles in favor of the big bottles. MAD says it will make the roads safer. Bartenders are in a panic. Most say they don't know how to free pour drinks from a larger bottle.
All right. First spin. I'm looking at the screen over. You know, I had never noticed this before. This is another historic moment on The Price is Right. I've only done the show 32 years.
Everybody's drunk.
Quoting one supporter, if you know the bartender, you might order a single but end up getting a double or a triple.
I'll drink to that.
So tell me about it. They're excited.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Got to watch those liquor costs. In California, voters not only chose John Kerry to be president, they chose to oppose the president on stem cell research.
While President Bush has condemned the use of federal money for that life-saving research, Californians, backing their governor, have voted to spend $3 billion on it. That's even more than John Kerry had promised to spend on the research if he'd been elected. In Oregon, Measure 33 was defeated. It would have increased the number of marijuana plants a registered patient could possess for medicinal purposes. Which brings us to Canada. Canadian officials, I've actually heard people say this, and I don't know if they were serious or not, but it prompted a news story about it today. Canadian officials are making it clear that any Democrats looking to bolt the U.S. after the presidential election will have to wait in line with all the other would-be immigrants to Canada.
Yeah, wait, they think a bunch of people are going to want to leave the country because...
Canada apparently thinks this because of the election. Yes, I don't know where they got that impression.
Ah, Alec Baldwin.
There are now about 600,000 to a million Americans currently living in Canada, a country that traditionally leans more to the left than the U.S. and favors Democrats over Republicans.
It's not too annoying, is it? Just stop the right to the left.
Get a lead!
Take off, eh?
About that?
I don't know why I dug that.
I like it too.
You're tired.
I liked it a lot.
We're all tired.
It's our year.
And here's the point. All the election results appear to be fair and square. There were glitches, but minor problems here and there. But for the most part, voting went smoothly without outrageous incident. So it really doesn't matter what the international poll watchers had to say. Still, their comments are interesting. The global election monitors were in Florida and 10 other states yesterday and came away shaking their heads. They said they were given less access to the polls than they'd been given in Kazakhstan, that our electronic voting system had fewer fail-safes than Venezuela, and that the ballots in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are much simpler than ours. Quoting one observer, to be honest, monitoring elections in Serbia a few months ago was much simpler. He says that's not meant as a criticism.
Yeah, not at all.
but listen, right. At least we got the results.
Yes, yeah, we did it. We survived.
24 hours
yeah,
here.
I think everybody can agree that nobody wanted to see it get dragged out.
Yeah, and the one guy won and the other guy lost, so let's let's do what we've done for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Just put up with Bush.
Make fun of everybody. And now on to other stories. I've gotten that out of my system. We're moving ahead.
I haven't. Are you sure? Because, I mean, if you've got anything else, let it go.
Yeah, let me just check. There were some things I marked out because I thought they were just too mean.
Go ahead.
I have to make a very sad call to an 84-year-old Democrat in Connecticut.
Oh, dear.
Oh, your mama?
And that'll be the sad call because she gets really, really bummed about it.
Probably already knows the result.
Yeah, you're right.
She gets TV.
Yeah, she's a little slower than she used to be.
But was there anything else, Buzz? I mean,
not just... about the election. No, not that it would be worth going back for at this point.
Okay,
I've gotten it out of my
seat. I see all your cards have got stuff like written through it in Sharpie.
Yes, well, the newscast over the course of the day went from bitter anger down to humorous vitriol. The young brother of Backstreet Boy Nick Carter will be.
Thank God we're on to important news.
Yes. The real stuff.
That's Backstreet Boys. Nick Carter, his little brother, will be questioned about that boy's relationship with Michael Jackson once Jacko's trial begins. Prosecutors say they want to know why the 46-year-old singer accused of child molestation bought this young boy, a $200,000 Bentley, even though the boy was too young to drive. Prosecutors also plan to question former child star Macaulay Culkin about the time he has spent.
I've got a car for you.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko,
but I have a car for you. Come down and see the car. Sit in the back seat with me.
It's a stick shift.
Bye.
One more footnote to Halloween. A 7-year-old boy in Natick, Massachusetts, didn't get a razor blade or anything evil when he went trick-or-treating.
Good.
It was something shiny in Hunter Campbell's bag. Mm-hmm. His parents spotted it while safety-checking his haul. It was a diamond ring. Luckily for the owner, Hunter's parents had called the police, so they already knew the whereabouts of the ring. When the owner called in a panic, she says she'll give the boy a reward. And everybody lived happily ever after. I, however, am still missing my Rolex. Everybody...
You know, with those type of things, I always am curious for the follow-up to know what the reward would be.
Yeah.
Here's my $10,000 ring.
Here's an extra popcorn.
You get an extra peanut butter cup.
Well, everybody has bad days, but your life could be worse. you could live near a Hindu temple in India where the blood-sucking monkeys hang out.
Oh.
The monkeys have attacked 300 children in the past 3 weeks. Quoting a priest, they hide in trees and swoop in on unsuspecting children, clawing them and even sucking a bit of blood.
A children!
they have children around here.
The 2,000 monkeys have always lived around the temple. Yes.
I could just give you a compliment if you could handle a compliment.
Oh, I'd love one.
Now you're giving us some news.
Yeah, that's right. From the Monkey News Network. The priest says these 2,000 monkeys have always lived around the temple, but he says only recently have they started to attack.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
From our Whatever Happened To department, when we come back, whatever happened to Screw Magazine publisher Al Goldstein?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Okay. Stay tuned right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted Caucasian.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
And there's the Beatles. I wasn't not as good as the Beach Boys. You know, I didn't hear the commercial for the Ron Fez word of the day.
Oh, it's coming up.
Good. Nelson, I don't want to screw this up. This is a contest that the station's come up with.
All right.
Where apparently in our last commercial set, we will play some tape that says, hi, this is Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear this word tonight on our show, call in and win a prize.
Maybe right. It's not a tape. Maybe it's them doing it live.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to give you the winning word tonight. The word is election. Now, you won't hear this word, but maybe one time tonight with Ron and Fez.
Probably right. Not, yeah.
And please disregard whatever announcement we're going to be playing next.
Right.
For Ron and Fez tell you what the word of the day
so
is.
So you superseded the word.
Yes. Today's word is election.
The password is election.
When you hear Ron and Fez come on in about 20 minutes, when you hear them, and they are sneaky broadcasters.
Oh, my God, yes.
When they sneak the word election into their show.
There it is.
Be caller number 1,000 for the suitcase full of diamonds.
Listen carefully and good luck.
Way to change it at the last minute.
And tomorrow.
I thought you were going with Bush.
Tomorrow's word. I'm already going to tell you in advance.
Tomorrow's word?
Also known as the.
Way to be tricky.
We accept either pronunciation.
Tricky, tricky.
And tonight, Ron and Fez, winning word, election.
All right.
Tomorrow,
listen and win.
A good tip.
Suitcase full of diamonds.
Those phone lines will be burning up.
You know, I'm sure that's not Ron and Fez's contest. I'm sure that's coming from some idiot up on the mental ward on the third floor.
Election.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
From our Whatever Happened To department, former Screw Magazine publisher Al Goldstein. Once a multimillionaire pioneer in the porn industry, Goldstein's newspaper was on the newsstands across the country for years. Later, he had a popular cable access show in New York City called Midnight Blue. Quoting Al, I had the best women, the best wine, the best cigars. But now, Al Goldstein is jobless, penniless, and homeless.
Oh, boy.
Quoting Al again, Larry Flint won't hire me. Bob Guccione's bankrupt. Ron Jeremy tried to get me a job selling DVDs in California, but I can't go there because I'm on probation.
That's like all the names on my resume.
That's my resume. Now, Al is on probation for harassing one of his ex-wives with things he'd written in his newspaper. Live by the pen, die by the pen. Goldstein called the New York Post from a homeless shelter last week to say that he'd just gotten fired from his job as a greeter at the Second Avenue Deli. He got fired for sleeping there. He said a homeless guy had just given him $5 at the shelter.
Well,
Al Goldstein.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Sure, you know, Screw Magazine was, at least for me, the gateway magazine to Hustler.
Yes, it was for a lot of young
men. Wasn't it the kind of like a
It wasn't a magazine. No, it was a newspaper.
Tabloid,
right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
It wasn't glossy. It didn't have the fancy.
Maybe if he'd glossed it up a little bit.
You know, I was surprised when I got my first issue. It had very little about hardware in it.
And he should have done what the Sporting News did. Because the Screw magazine used to come out like the Sporting News. Anybody remembers back in the day, the Sporting News would come out like as a newspaper.
Right.
And there was a gigantic uproar among Sporting News readers when they made it more like a regular magazine.
If only Al Goldstein had followed along with that.
Yes.
Yeah. He would have done much better.
You have the runny ink.
At least his brother's still doing well.
And you know about magazines?
Steve.
Yeah. Can I just say this, too?
What?
I'd like a Packers chair. And I'd like a Packers sweatshirt. I'm talking to Sports Illustrated now.
Ah.
I've only subscribed to your goddamn magazine since I was 8 years old.
And talked about them. Are they giving away free stuff?
Well, Mike, they're always giving away free stuff. And normally it's junk like the football phone. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the Rich Eisen show last night.
You wanted that, too.
And it looks like the football phone?
Sure.
Well, listen, I've wanted all of it, really.
I understand.
But I'm finally to the point where I think I'm going to cancel the subscription when it comes up for renewal.
Really?
Just so I can call and get the free sweatshirt.
Sure, that's brilliant.
Because they screw on the people that have been subscribers forever.
The faithful, sure.
They screw on them always.
They screw just like Screw Magazine.
They're forever screwing you.
Your higher education dollars at work at universities in Canada and Austria, they've been studying Playboy centerfolds. They carefully perused every single one from 1953 to the present day.
I like that one in front of the fireplace.
Yes.
That's a magazine that comes with nice, glossy...
You remember that centerfold? Deborah Jo Fondren from the 60s, of course.
Yes, I do.
No, I know who you mean.
Yeah.
That long auburn hair.
That's her.
Yeah. They found that over the years in their study, the body shapes of the models in Playboy have changed. Their hips are smaller now, and they're not as busty as they were when you stole your dad's copy. They also studied magazines featuring men and found that their bodies have gotten more muscular. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You know, I'd like to, one day when we have the time, and it won't be today, but someday I'd like to discuss the magazines that have come on offers and then how they turn their back on you once you're a subscriber.
Yes.
So you're saying, well, what they're doing is they're luring you. If they got you, they don't need you anymore.
Yeah, I know Rolling Stone has a similar deal. You know, when they say, if you subscribe to Rolling Stone, first off, who's not going to subscribe to Rolling Stone if you read it? If you buy it on the newsstand, you go to Tower Records, goddamn magazine costs $10.
That's right.
Okay.
Newsstand price still, 5 cents.
So you get a deal when you subscribe.
Yeah.
But then I watch MTV and I see these things saying, wouldn't you like this cool Jimi Hendrix poster?
Right.
All you have to do is subscribe to Rolling Stone. It's like, hey,
all the clothes they give you, if you subscribe to a magazine, they disintegrate after about one washing.
I just want one time.
That's right.
I want one of these gifts.
I guarantee still. Screen not embroidered. Guarantee it.
If it's free, it's me.
It'll be like the Imbe Ackers after the first wash.
Okay.
And that's even if you wash it in cold water.
It's Efray.
Efray.
I want me some of the Efray stuff.
The important thing. A married woman have sex more often than single women, according to a new study.
It's true. Settle down, audience.
About half of all women married with children have it twice a week.
That's loud laughter.
The single women reported having it about once every 3 months.
Yeah.
8 in 10 of the single gals say they want more, but the study says that even 20% of the married women want more sex. Even though 2 out of 3 say they have faked being asleep to avoid sex. The poll of 1,800 women fewer than 4 in 10 saying that sex is better in a long-term relationship, but women say they're more open to adventurous experimentation with someone they know well rather than someone they have just met.
Mm-hmm. That whole thing was like backwards. I just want to say, everything you said was just bizarro, upside down.
Bizarro news.
Like the election results. In sports, former Oakland...
See, you won't let it go.
I'm sorry. Well, you
it's okay.
It was a softball.
It's okay.
In sports, former Oakland Raiders kicker Cole Ford was in a Las Vegas jail cell last night after a recent drive-by shooting at Siegfried and Roy's house.
The 31-year-old whose career ended in 97 is charged with firing three shots from his white minivan.
Oh, and you know, I think when we originally mentioned this in passing, I said I'd never heard of this guy. And I, you know, we get mail all the time. We don't address it. Right. But there was someone listens to us in the Bay Area. We're either in San Francisco or in Oakland station. Anyway, sent me a picture of the guy. Of course, you would recognize the guy as well. He was the kicker for the Raiders for maybe four seasons.
Was he really? And then he wigged out as soon as he got out of the league.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't recognize the game, but some guy sent the picture and said, "Don't you recognize?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, sure."
Cole Ford. If only he'd been able to get a job at Screw Magazine.
Nobody got hurt, I'm pleased to say, but police say a shotgun pellet shattered several windows of Siegfried and Roy's home and left a hole in one wall.
A glory hole.
Oh, Roy.
Finally, police in Houston have finally abandoned their search for the most private part of a 33-year-old man. His 45-year-old girlfriend cut it off with a kitchen knife while he was sleeping, and then she refused to tell anyone where she put it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Houston police conducted a massive manhood manhunt, and like the victim, came up empty-handed. I'm Buzz Burbank.
That's good.
Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
No, I think we gotta go.
I gotta get out of here. I still got 5 minutes to vote.
We thank you for listening. Ron and Fez are next on the Infinity Broadcasting Network. That's in Washington, Baltimore, Tampa Bay. Everybody out there, we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. Let's see what we can do about healing this nation. What do you say, huh?
Okay, happy birthday to my dad, the coolest dad in the world.
That's right, man. And Bob, thank you for the alarm clock.
Ah, yes, Bob gets a
super terrific happy.
Get out and vote.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.